Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a senior Obama official says, quote, we're going to kill the dollar. And CBS News with a straight face has pundits on saying it's time to scrap the Constitution. Quote, let's give up on the Constitution as if it caused all the problems when we've been completely allowing criminals to ignore it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 28th day of January 2013. And we don't have any guests today because I want to take your phone calls on all the things that we see happening in this world, the incredible acceleration of tyranny. We'll give the number out coming up in the next segment and just cover a ton of news. Obama's meeting with police chiefs that are anti-gun and basically on the federal payroll today, acting like police want to take the public's guns when national surveys show that you can pull these up. Over 90% of sheriff's departments and police departments are actually pro-gun. Because despite the fact that they're getting federal funds to say that the opposite, they know guns frustrate crime many more times than they actually are used in the commission of crimes. They know the FBI's own statistics garnered and the standard of good statistics, that crime's gone down 49% in the last 20 years, 21% just since 2007, so it's accelerating. They know that, and that's why you see this all-out attack on the Second Amendment, is because the gun culture is going to kill the tyranny culture. Just like it killed the tyranny culture in 1775, 1776, 1777, 78, 79, 80, 81. Now, I've really done some deep thinking, and a lot of what I'm going to say today I've already said, but I'm going to try to say it as clearly as I possibly can. My great frustration is I'll be sitting there making my children eggs, or I'll be walking the dogs or, you know, carrying the laundry to the laundry room. And I'll just have these clear, concise points I want to make. And then by the time I get here to the radio and engage in management on a half dozen issues and, you know, scan back over another 20, 30, 40 articles and watch video clips, I get in here and my head's spinning. But I am going to attempt to just basically break down what we're facing as a society. And take your phone calls. We got a call yesterday about hacked emails out of a big British defense contractor. Paul Watson's gone over the cache, and it's scans of passports, you name it. There's thousands of pages. If it is a hoax, it's an elaborate hoax. Watson, who's got a pretty good nose for these things, thinks it's real. At least most of it. They also mix garbage in. And the reason I think it has credibility is it dovetails with something we've been covering for a year intensely the last 6 months with our contacts like Syrian Girl and others. And of course, Israel said yesterday they're preparing to strike Syria if they believe any of the rebels, including Western-backed rebels, they're calling the government rebels and the West rebels rebels, if any of them get the chemical weapons of Syria that are guarded by Russia, that they're going to use that as a pretext to attack the country. And hacked emails reveal Washington-approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria. Now, we've actually seen al-Qaeda rebels arrogant enough to shoot videos where they're testing sarin. Thank God they don't have VX. Sarin's bad enough, though. One whiff of that, you're dead. They send that up in a Cessna and spray that over a city. Tens of thousands dead. Bare minimum. And these are the historical times where all the battle lines are drawn. And when you see a World War I, a World War II type event happening, and that's what all the think tanks are saying. The CFR, others, they're saying, get ready for World War III. I'm not saying that. I'm reporting on what they're saying. And there's already just, I don't know, five, six different nations in war in Africa with the West starting that. Multiple Middle Eastern nations. Just all sorts of craziness going on. We're on the edge of some very serious things accelerating. So that's all coming up, and they're getting ready to legalize all the illegal aliens. Republicans are telling us this is the time to submit to the New World Order.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, my friends, the 28th day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and whatever time zone you're listening to us, day, night, or, of course, in the morning, whether you're a ship at sea, our folks listening as they fly into their local airport, it is good to have you all tuning into the broadcast. Today, we're going to have wide open phones. Let me just go over the headlines here, then I'm going to give the number out, and then we will drill into this news and more throughout the day. But we are going to have open phones throughout the full 3 hours today on the economy, the Second Amendment, the dollar, the news coming out at Infowars.com that hacked emails reveal Washington-approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria, Obama administration complicit in war crime, Netanyahu deploys Syrian Iron Dome as Israeli minister claims U.S. preparing surgical strikes against Iran. We also have Israel saying that they believe that Al-Qaeda is going to get chemical weapons, so they have to attack the Syrian government, who's fighting Al-Qaeda. That's Reuters. The Senate is reaching a deal to open the borders open completely. We're going to get into all that. In fact, it's amazing to see Jindal and to see even Rand Paul saying, we've got to get with the times as Republicans and just basically open the borders up. The Pentagon's announcing they're taking any crosses down out of chapels. Major denominations are taking the crosses down. I mean, the point is it's all about social control. And the Republicans are saying if we just become the Democrats, then they'll vote for us. And it's all a giant hoax. Conservatives and libertarians have said, on record, and the polls have shown this, they didn't vote for Mitt Romney because he wrote the assault weapons ban in his state and got it passed, the semi-auto ban, Massachusetts. He was for open borders. He was for the carbon tax, wrote Obamacare. Do I need to keep listing all this? Again, people aren't voting. They're voting by digging in and buying firearms. They're voting by stopping to pay income tax to the private Federal Reserve. They're reporting now 50-something million Americans aren't paying income tax. Good, the illegal aliens don't. This is what's happening. The American people, Congress has a 9% approval rating in the last even fake Gallup poll. I'm sure it's lower than that probably. The only way they can get you to support the government is by having a left-right fake fight between Obama and the Republicans to make you think there's an illusion, sucking you into the debate. And having Obama come out for things so outrageous that then people are forced to go support the Republican establishment, who then tells them, you know what, if we just give up and basically act like a Democratic Party of the 1990s, and then now the new Democratic Party acts like Mao Zedong, then we're going to win. Well, there's no point in winning that because the globalists have won. And this is how they got Europe to give up their rights and have on average a 65% federal tax rate. You add local taxes in, the average European's paying over 80%. The average European is paying over 80%. Look it up. In one form or tax or another, you know, that golfer was talking about leaving California a few weeks ago and got demonized by the media. So what if the media, the dying dinosaur media, demonizes you? And he was saying, Mickelson was saying, I'm paying 63, 65% federal and state tax. Well, that's only your state income tax and your federal tax, bubba. 40% federal, 13% state, and then the property taxes and the fines, the fees, the regulation taxes, the water taxes, the cell phone taxes, the land use taxes, the hospital district taxes, the light bulb taxes. I mean, you want to keep, there's hundreds of taxes. Most of them you don't see. They're built in to the bill you get. Or if you do, it's a big list of fees and add-ons. It's a joke. But if you're a, quote, globalist stakeholder, a Fortune 500, you're pretty much exempt from those taxes because you lobby and control and have your politicians in there. It's designed so only they can flourish. That's Agenda 21. That's Royalty 2.0, where the mega corporations and the old royalty and the big six global banks are all exempt from the rules. Congress is exempt from the Obamacare taxes. They're exempt from the pension taxes that are now law. They're exempt from insider trading laws. They're exempt from the gun laws in the new bill. Think of all the things they're exempt from. They're exempt from everything. Now, I was reading where Congress people shove a congressional badge and they can walk through the checkpoints. People ask, well, then why does Ron Paul get harassed? Why does Rand Paul? They refuse to use the passes to make a point. But this is the model. In fact, studying French royalty, British royalty, German royalty, Russian royalty in the last 500 years, go study it. It's a fascinating study. There have been reforms in Russia, in England, in the continent of Europe, in Austria, in France, in the Netherlands, in the last 500 years that our forebears fought and died for in huge wars, huge civil wars. So that government wasn't God. Because before that, the king or any of his designates would simply say, I want your wife, prima noctu, you got to give her to me. I want your property. You couldn't own a dog unless the half its digits were cut off so that it couldn't chase the king's game. If you had a sheepdog, it was specially licensed and had several of its paws, digits or pads cut off. You couldn't have a knife unless the end was cut off. If you had to have it as a butcher, there was a tax on it, and the end of it was cut off blunt. Death, if you were found. Look this up. Same laws in feudal Japan. Feudalism is what the Club of Rome, the CFR, the UN says they want to go back to. Take the Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. Covered in my film, Road to Tyranny, 2001. And I show copies of the Biological Diversity Assessment saying neo-feudalism is what we want. Making people poor so they can be managed and controlled. And so less resources get used, better for the earth. They consciously want to go back to royalty. And the UN, the City of London, the Vatican, Israel to a great extent, and now the megabanks, look it up, they're pushing to get diplomatic immunity for their carbon taxes. They already have it at the IMF and World Bank when the megabanks are involved in those transactions. Now they want it in all of their transactions and to make their derivatives a global world's, not national security, global world security operation where they cannot be investigated. These are just criminals taking it to the limit. They're con men, so they tell you we are now above the law. And this is what I talked about yesterday. By every definition, historically, they are extreme royalty. They are more royal than a British king 400 years ago. They are more royal than Henry VIII. Henry VIII had to at least go to kangaroo courts to get a divorce or to kill somebody. Before that, kings would simply say, take him away, take them away, take whoever away. And you would get lords over the different sectors. Because, you know, you might have a good lord for a while, things would flourish, but always a bad one got in because of decadence. And then they would never get out of power. And they would start marrying their horses, you know, about Caligula or, again, I use the Nero example because it's so incredible. On record, they had these big 24-hour feast, and he would dress up as a werewolf, and they'd chain little kids up, and Nero would run in and rip their throats out. In a feverish thing with blood splattering all over him. I mean, that's what you get. You know, I have articles here out of North Korea, a Sunday Times of London investigation, confirming that the people eat their children and that even the middle classes now go and at the meat markets buy people that have died of starvation and then just eat the meager meat off the bones. And that was reported by Vanity Fair like 12 years ago. I was sitting in a haircutting place and saw it and picked up Vanity Fair. They had an article about it, strangely enough. You know, the point is, this is total government. This is what it creates. Stagnation and collapse. And so the most extreme royalty could just say, take him away to the dungeon. our forebears in Europe fought for reforms in revolt after revolt against trained militaries that lived behind the walls of the castle. And if you dared fight back against trained men in armor because they killed your dad, killed your mom, killed your sister, you know, you dare jumped up on one of them, beat their brains out, out would come 500 armed men, and they would kill sometimes your entire village. Burn it to the ground, kill everyone. They would come and do inspections of the little shack huts in the middle of the winter, in some cases when, you know, a third of the village was dying from malnutrition. You ought to go read these accounts. And they would come in, and they would say, I smell meat cooking. Oh, you've got rabbit stew. And if you had an attractive daughter, they'd say, I'm going to sit here and eat the stew, and then I'm going to have sex with your daughter, and if you don't like it, I'm going to kill you. Now, that's if you were lucky. If you were lucky. A lot of times, they'd already raped and killed so much, they'd just say, you know, who do I want to kill? I think I'll kill your wife. And they'd come in, and they'd tie your wife down, and they'd slit her throat right in front of you. How's that sound? You want royalty? You want to live under royalty? You think that? Because, oh, they got big flowing robes and big crowns. Oh, People Magazine. Oh, it's so cool. America was born out of hating this. Okay? The Enlightenment, the Renaissance, all of it was about spitting on royalty. Okay? And that's why they badmouth George Washington. That's why they badmouth our founding fathers and all of it, because we are the antidote to their poison. We are the Republic. We are the best there's ever been. And now we're going the opposite direction, and the traitors and the globalist media everywhere badmouth our country and our forebears and the Second Amendment because they're bringing us back into slavery. The news is coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to finish up on the history lesson, and then I'll get into Obama and Piers Morgan playing possum. They always come after the guns, then say, oh, they're not coming after them, so everybody settles down so they can gauge the opposition, and then they move forward against the guns again. I'm going to be breaking that down. We have articles up at Infowars.com. And again, we expected that, just like they wrote the NDAA, then said, don't worry, we're against it, I'm going to veto it, so that no opposition would form, then he still signed it. Then they bring out bills to repeal the NDAA, expanding it to actually get rid of posse comitatus. So often now they go, oh, we'll pass a bill to ban insider trading. Then the bill legalizes it. We'll pass a law to stop you being secretly disappeared, where the king says, take him away. And a black bag is thrown over your head and you disappear into a spider hole. And then they have a new NDAA come out that says, we just completely get rid of posse comitatus. And then it's not even an issue. I mean, we've entered a world of deception where even though I'm focused on it 16 hours a day conservatively, it's so over the top. It's such a full hologram-like spectrum of lies that it even makes me get dizzy. And that's why a lot of people that trusted the system are now waking up, but they still have childlike minds. And so they then just believe everything's fake. You're going to, again, just because the media and the government lies doesn't mean then every alternative media is going to have all the answers. It doesn't mean I'm going to have all the answers. Just because the system is knowingly lying and twisting doesn't then mean that there's some other perfect truth out there as well. Remember that. Now, back to the issue of let's just take European history because it's dominated the last 200 years. Feudalism settled in Mesoamerica. Feudalism settled in China, starting, of course, with the Qin dynasties. It settled in Japan. It settled in Africa. Same system. You'd have royal chiefs with the dominant tribe and generally slave tribes around them who weren't really slaves. They were mainly light serfs compared to Europeans, but they still had to give fealty and basically bow down to the whatever dominant tribe was in the area. Same thing with the Native American tribes. I mean, humans set up the same system over and over again. Middle East had the same deal pre-Muhammad, 700 and something years ago. And so when I say extreme royalty, generally it would be rule of God-king, where the king is worshipped as God, The Pharaoh is worshipped as God. And if you criticize in any way, you're not just seen as a traitor. You're seen as insane and as the devil, and you are promptly killed or thrown into a hard labor slave pit. Now, that's been the norm. But Christians, if you go back about 550 years ago in Europe, lots of different sects started popping up saying no to feudal slavery, no to kings being absolute godmen. No to the general public being total slaves. Total slaves. Total. And so, because some people started to fight back and got some basic rights, well, everybody still wanted slaves. So the Arab slave trade was going with Africans they were grabbing out of the north and off the Gold Coast. And so the transatlantic slave trade began. Because nobody, the Christians weren't going to put up, the real Christians in different groups, weren't going to put up with slaves. They'd just been slaves. There were revolts all over France, all over Spain, all over what's Portugal, all over. Just constant wars by people saying, we're not going to be slaves. Just like Chinese are revolting right now. They have hundreds of riots a week. Look it up. People with broom handles fighting troops with machine guns. Okay, so people say China's going to take over. The globalists are trying to prop it up. It could collapse at any time, and that'd be a good thing for their people. Our government helped put Mao Zedong in 49. It's because our government is a traitor government working for tyranny worldwide. But we've been taken over for a long time. Now they've just gotten bold in this program. And so when I say extreme royalty could just say, take them to the dungeon, off with their head, have you disappear. Royalty would smother their own family members, so that they wouldn't try to murder them. I mean, it was just the standard. Our forebears in Europe, if you're European, fought against this, got some basic rights. In countless civil wars, the Dutch settlers, British settlers, others came over here for religious freedom. And of course, it immediately set up the same slave system with Indians and blacks and others. Because just because some people tried to get away from it, the same thing still kept getting set up. So it's an ongoing generational battle. Now they make you a slave through a prison record. Or they make you a slave where you've got to work for the government to have a job. Or they make you take vaccines to have a job. You see, there's all these new forms of high-tech slavery. But the biggest slavery is over the mind. The globalists know how to control your mind and program you so they don't have to physically have you chained up out in a barn knowing you hate their guts and want to kill them any chance you get. They have taught us how to love our servitude, and now they're trying to bring back absolute rule of monarchs under the UN, under global national security. Governments are operating with extreme royal signets. They're operating like tyrant kings.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to have open phones throughout the transmission here today. I'm going to get into some of the most important news right now. First-time callers are welcome, but it's just an open free-for-all. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I did take a lot of calls yesterday once I got to your call, so I'm going to try to move quickly through people. 800-259-9231. It's just the subject of understanding human history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. That's been said many, many times. Also, no one knows who first said that give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. Give a man a bank, he can rob the world. But that's when banks use fractional reserve banking, where they loan out $1 for every 10 cents they have on deposit, or $10 for every dollar, or $1,000 for every hundred. Now they don't even do that. They just create off derivatives a trillion off of $1. And then they buy the whole world because we accept the illusion and the fraud. The UN tells us they're above the law and have diplomatic immunity for narcotics trafficking, mass murder, you name it. The megabanks tell us they have immunity and are above the law. The police tell us they have immunity and are above the law. Not even true. They tell you it's a privilege to travel. No, it's not. Now they're saying it's a privilege to own guns. No, it's not. But they just tell you over and over again. Before I get to the news, you know, we've launched two different big operations. One of them is Operation Sleeping Giant at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Create one username passcode, give it to friends and family. 11 people can be logged on simultaneously. And we've really upgraded and worked out bugs on the site. It's got 17 years of material. It's been up now 10 years. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all of you that are members and watch the nightly news and download the films. It is an armory of resistance. But look, there's no excuse. Now is the time to go get a membership or to buy a couple memberships, because we're giving it to you at cost. The goal is just to pay for the bandwidth and then to get people to watch it and say, hey, here's your free documentary film site. It's got ebooks, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's got the daytime radio show so you can watch it. All the radio listeners on XM, AM, and FM. You should also have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships so you can watch the high-def archive of the day show, the nighttime show live, special reports on the road. There's so much there. PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a yearly membership, and this is going to end next month. We do this every holiday season into the new year. You can get 5.3 months. It comes out to 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. You get 5-plus months off the regular cost. And again, 11 people can use it simultaneously. And unfortunately, not everybody who's got a membership or has been given the code is going to use it. So it's probably like 20, 30 people could use the same username passcode. It's just you may get locked out if more than 11 go log in. But that's great news at any one time. So again, get the membership. I've built the platform, built the news operation. It's incredible reporters, research, guests. It's all waiting to go, hey, here's your free alternative real news platform. You are the Paul Revere, Operation Sleeping Giant. And then speaking of Paul Revere, we need your help to go to InfoWars.com, to go to our YouTube page, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, go to InfoWars.com/contest, InfoWars.com/contest, and get the 4-minute video for Operation Paul Revere. You've now got 3 months until the 30th of April. And you win $100,000 first place, $10,000 second, $5,000 third place. And again, I did this because the money we make goes right back into the operation to expand. And I can't think of a better way. Conservatively, I would guess 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 million people will end up seeing the 1,000-plus films that get made. It can be 3 minutes long. It can be fiction, nonfiction, drama. It can be up to 2 hours long. And again, you know, all of you win by entering the contest. We need your help to get InfoWars.com/contest to have all of you go on IMDb, who are members of that. For all of you who are listeners to go on YouTube. For all of you to go to all the film sites and say, hey, here is this contest. And you don't know who's out there that's a filmmaker. I saw people saying, I wish I had a film degree. I'd make a film. Folks, you go out and show corruption in your area. It isn't even about the quality. It may be about quality. It's about the heart. Because I'll tell you, the real reason we're doing this is because it's a win-win. We will reach tens of millions of people, conservatively. I mean, one film somebody makes will probably get seen 50 million times if it's like the Obama deception or Loose Change that I produced. And what you do is you defeat the globalists by making a film, and that's how you start your journey of 1,000 miles. It's the resistance. And then we're going to take the top pool of people, may not even be the winners, this is whoever we can work it out with, and come up with plans to launch 3 films produced a year with budgets of hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece and then hundreds of thousands of promotion to put it in theaters. And I know that model. We can do it. We have the platform to promote it and make it work. Okay? Instead of Dinesh D'Souza type stuff out there, we will have our films in the theaters. It's going to be huge. Absolutely huge. So you get a chance to then have films produced by InfoWars. That's the real prize for filmmakers out there. The $100,000 is only the gateway. That's only the money to get the word out and to have hundreds of topics covered. Okay, it's a way to get you to take action against the globalist as Paul Revere's in your area, whether it's the Second Amendment, Agenda 21, the New World Order, CPS, the open borders, government corruption, the military doing drills everywhere, now with live fire in major cities every week unannounced to acclimate us to military occupation. Infowars.com/contest. And yes, we have the new Pro One from ProPure. All-in-one fluoride, and it cuts out the other fluoride derivatives. Nobody has a fluoride filter in one with a silver impregnated ceramic. Pro One from ProPure, discounted 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, here's what's coming up after I take your calls and we start the next hour and then go back into calls. Law professor on CBS says, let's give up on the Constitution. Senior Obama official, we're going to kill the dollar. This is from one of the biggest money managers, hedge fund guys out there, Kyle Bass, who I want to get on the show. This is chilling. He says he met with them. That's what they said. Brock's Glock in anti-gun D.C. Media Matters for America gave bodyguard illegal weapons to guard founder David Brock. Man, I tell you, these so-called liberal authoritarians are such cowards that every time I talk to them, I run into them at CNN or wherever I run into them, they always admit they have bodyguards. Multiple. Piers Morgan lied about it. I've seen him on the news admitting bodyguards, being followed by three bodyguards. They had bodyguards there. They had them following us. Looked like detectives to me. You know, all right, he's coming out. He's coming in. Oh, my gosh, there he is. This is the type of stuff going on. They have bodyguards. Well, they're going to exempt themselves where they can own guns. Any government official, not servant, title of nobility, that's a title of nobility when they're exempt from the laws and they get special perks. That is what America was founded against. So you're all taught all day, black, white, northern, southerner, easterner, westerner, Catholic, Christian, against each other, male, female, gay, straight. Meanwhile, the government is giving itself titles of nobility and corporations are exempt from the taxes they lobby to get passed. I mean, so they get your tax money. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're throwing the kitchen sink at it. I mean, I see articles where they go, all gun owners are white racists. They are Nazis. We will defeat them. Government wage war against them. You know, just bizarro stuff. While Obama plays the good cop going, I go hunting. I want guns. I won't take your guns. He's back to saying he won't take his guns when they've got something like 15 bills introduced last time I checked to ban ammo, tax ammo, make you turn guns in, banning thousands, not 158. It's 158 basic designs and all their variants. It's thousands of guns. Thousands of guns. I mean, it's just all out. And Obama's like, here's a quote. He said that he's understandable that people are protective of their family traditions when it comes to hunting. It's not about hunting, buddy. So, quote, gun control advocates also need to do, quote, a little more listening than they do sometimes in debate. Did you hear that? And see, Piers Morgan comes out and says, oh, I've lost the gun control debate. There's going to be another mass shooting. With the hype they've been doing, they've got computer algorithms, they know a nut's going to copycat. And if that doesn't happen, well, they'll have to help, won't they? They'll just have to have somebody under a DARPA mind control contract for 30-something thousand a year and with an Air Force psychiatrist over them. You know, just something will just have to happen, won't it? Of course, they would stage Fast and Furious that killed thousands. They wouldn't, which it came out to blame the Second Amendment. The memos, we're doing this. You know, subordinates are complaining, but they've been told it's for a gun control push. Imagine the ATF people, you know, picked because they'll follow orders and are bullies. The most nasty federal agency out there because it comes out of the whiskey regulators. Look into that whole story. They were just a mutinous, a new word, absolutely out of control, piratical group against the Constitution in the whiskey wars and all the rest of it. That was one of the first federal agencies to go outside its jurisdiction. Even they're like, why are we doing this? They're like, well, we're going to blame the Second Amendment. Oh, okay, I see. See, there's no end to what they could pull. So they're playing possum right now with Obama goes hunting. We go skeet shooting in Camp David. Hey, everything's all right. Come on. Come on. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I say something that wasn't true? Oh, tell me, honey, would the government lie to you? And the answer is, of course they don't lie. I mean, they're good. I mean, Piers Morgan said there were no riots last year in London or in England. He said, no, there weren't. And he goes, I don't have bodyguards when I debated him. Well, why not? He has nothing but disdain for you. He's an enemy operative. I had Time Magazine call me up the other day. And I just said, you're an enemy operative. And I said, I know what you're doing. And the guy was laughing. I said, don't laugh. You know it's true. And I'm done talking to you. You're an enemy operative. You got to totally recognize it or there's no future. You either see it for what it is and stop cutting. I mean, look at the Republican leadership telling you, we got to do what the Democrats say. That's how we're going to win. I mean, what a sellout mind game fraud. What a psyop. Because the very same mega bank interest that run the Democrats have all financed them, and they're telling them, you get this done if you want to be president. You get this done, Senator. You get this done, House member. If you want to be part of this, you play ball while they gear up for the collapse of the dollar and all out. See, that's what Congress is getting in line. They're being told, yeah, there's going to be blood in the streets, martial law, just like Paulson told Congress 4 years ago, four plus years ago now. Also coming up, but again, Obama says you need to do a little more listening than you do sometimes. Imagine a known liar patronizing you going, I don't want your guns. I never want to come take them. You need to do a little more listening, he said in a speech yesterday. And he's saying it again today. I don't want your guns. How ridiculous. There's no big government. I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody's payroll unless they make over $250,000 a year. They raise it on people, you know, making way lower than that. They know exactly what they are doing. All right, let's start going to the phone calls now. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. Full auto, which you don't need unless you're mowing whole crowds down. I mean, by the way, there's this fetishizing full auto. I wouldn't want full auto unless I was guarding a fortified emplacement expecting to face human wave attacks. Was it good during Chinese human wave attacks in North Korea in the Korean War? Yeah. Would it be good in a foxhole with a heavy machine gun? Being charged, yeah. But they're worthless anywhere else. Anywhere else, they are worthless. Worthless, worthless, worthless. They are only good, which the Army's been training for, and the Marines, they put it on the news, where they train to fight U.S. citizens in human waves. They mow them down. And we got footage of that. People couldn't believe it. Now they just say, oh, we're having a fun game. We're practicing mowing down zombies wearing, you know, football jerseys. That's how they, I mean, again, it's all a big joke on us. And now they're getting weapons to, the only thing they're good for, and even then they're not good, in my view, especially with these handheld fully auto, is to hold the weapon down or have it on a tripod and just shoot across a crowd of people running at you. And even then you don't want that. You want to go, you know, double tap each person. But see, this is what idiots that aren't into marksmanship want. This is exactly, you know, like the New York cops that shot nine people and then the media tried to cover it up and say one guy had done it when it was one guy shooting somebody else and the cops just shoot, well, at least it was more than nine, wasn't it? Just, you know, just start firing wildly because they watch Hollywood movies. That's their idea of how to use a firearm. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. And again, they're saying, oh, we got a federal law where all federal employees and all police, period, you're exempt from gun laws even after you're out of government. You are now God. Because, and they say, well, we got to protect ourselves. Criminals will have guns, and it's all a big joke. We're going to take your guns, and we're exempt. How's that sound, scum? And we're exempt from insider trading. And you know, power plants owned by the globalists, they're exempt. Everybody else is a bunch of big power plants being shut down today. One of the biggest in Texas. Brand new power plants that were built will never be opened. And you're going to pay more because, see, the general public is literally in la-la land right now. and has no idea even what planet they're living on. Here's some of the other ones. Some of the other headlines we've got on the Second Amendment. Barack Obama, I go shooting all the time. We're going to get into that. Big cities finance war on guns may backfire. Business Week. Bloomberg saying, well, I've already tried to sue gun manufacturers. It doesn't work. And I've already tried to get money pulled out of them. But these are such valuable stocks, everybody just buys them up. Rahm Emanuel saying banks shouldn't take any gun owners as customers. They shouldn't take gun shops. That's called racketeering. That's how a godfather would operate. Hey, you know what? You're not going to be able to do any business. We're going to shut you down. It's outside of law, all right? And I got articles here with the ATF showing up at gun shops and saying, you know, it's legal to sell semi-auto, but if you don't, stop selling them. We're going to shut you down. Okay? And they even tell them, quote, I'm not here to bust your chops, but don't make me hurt you.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
All right, we got 2+ hours coming up here. Just chock full of globalist treason. They've decided to go whole hog because they know everything's going to collapse. They're decided to destroy the dollar. We've got them on record with that. It's just going to be unmitigated. And the power structure knows this. And so it's us or them. They're committed. You have to understand that in police and military. It's time to decide which side you're on and not just go buy guns and get ready for a civil war. You don't want that to happen. We want to push to turn this around peacefully. And the globalists may back off if we do that. Right now, they're so concerned, they're backing off going, we don't want your guns. Okay, you win until they stage the next event or use the next event that they provocateur or the next real event to say, see, we told you so. We're the good guys against violence. It's like saying, I'm the president and I'm against cancer. And anytime there's cancer, it's the fault of libertarians. Oh, another cancer case. See, you didn't give me more power to fix that. I mean, they know out of 315 million people, there'll be more shootings. And they hope the public doesn't learn that crime has dropped by close to half. They hope the public doesn't. They just want to get up there and be emotional. We care so much and distract you from what they've done to the economy, to their looting, to their Fast and Furious, to Solyndra, to all the corruption, to all their bodyguards, to them trying to pass a law where they're exempt. That's unprecedented. And then the Chicago mob boss, unbelievably corrupt, called the godfather by the great people of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, says, quote, we need to lean on the big banks to not do business with any type of gun business. I mean, that's called torturous interference. That's what the mafia does. Bad things are going to, I mean, the ATF, and I'm talking to the gun dealers right now, I'm trying to get them on air. They're obviously all scared. Folks, if you give in to fear, it's all over. We'll start the second hour and go directly to your calls, I promise. We're going to break in about 3 minutes. Folks, see, I don't have courage. I got instinct, okay? Where I get upset by bullies and scum and people pushing me around, okay? You've got to find that American instinct again. And just say, look, I don't care how this ends. I'm not going to get down and kiss your big ugly butt. You understand? It isn't happening. Do you understand that? I don't care. I'm going to tell you, it feels so good, too, to be committed. And if these people want a war, don't worry. They're going to get one and they're going to run. That's why they don't care if there's a war. They've done it in other countries over and over again. It's in the IMF World Bank 112-point plan leaked in 2002. They'll all pull out while there's a civil war here. But listen, when we get the country back, we're going to come get you under law. Just like there were Nazi hunters, there's going to be globalist hunters, and we're going to take you back here for a trial. You're not getting away with this New World Order, and they're all buying houses in Switzerland. They're all buying houses in South America. They're all buying houses in the Cook Islands. Most of these globalists have left the country, folks. Does that sound like they're very confident? They have already evacuated the Death Star. Okay? They've all evacuated the Death Star. You know why they've evacuated? Because they know we're going to blow this thing sky high, politically. The question is, how bad is it going to get? So that's one reason they're getting even more criminal, is they're realizing they're not going to make it. I can see where this is going, folks. They're not going to make it unless they cause World War III. They need a big enough, giant, crazy war with nukes going off and bioweapons where everybody gets scared and goes, I'll do what you're saying. I'll do what you're saying. And you're not going to make it out of that either. You guys are going down like Hitler. I mean, the communist Chinese, Mao was so bad, they finally arrested his wife and made him step down. Same thing's going to happen to you guys. You are bad for business. Even the criminal syndicates are going to bring you down.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls. I covered just a cornucopia of key news and information in the last hour. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to your calls. We'll go to Todd, Truth Raider, Terry, Danny, Anti-New World Order, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Todd in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon and good morning to you, Alex Jones. I've been a long, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, brother.
I have several questions. I would like to start an impeachment process here in California against Dianne Feinstein, Boxer, and Pelosi. Obviously, they have implicated themselves in financial fraudery. And I've looked up several places online on how to do that. And I might even just take this opportunity also to start the process in my filming of the whole process. And what would you recommend that I do? I know Mark Dice is out here. And I would actually like to get with him as well.
Oh, yeah, he's a super guy. Go work with him. That's a great idea. What great work he's done, like when he did the video. People ought to go check it out where he went and talked about how they were zombies on the Black Friday deal. Just a great, great journalistic idea. Todd, I think you ought to do that.
So what is your kind of, or not kind of, but what would your recommendation be? And by the way, just to let you know, As I'm calling in, I have turned on probably over 2,000 people to your website, to your radio show. So I know they're listening to me right now. So they're, as I'm speaking to you, I know there's hundreds of people that know me that are listening. And I want to start this process within this week.
Well, I mean, by the way, we need to just point out that just because they say it's legal to insider trade, you know, again, Congress has said it's okay to own people before. That doesn't mean it's really legal. And we need to just talk about Feinstein went to Congress with less than $1 million. And now some estimates are $150 million. Some are as low as $76 million. And, you know, we'd like to know why, you know, biotech companies with no employees or no money get a $25 million bill she sponsored. And then she gets a couple million of it the next day after they get that money. So, you know, it's time. I would make a documentary. That's an idea of going and being in front of her office or her house every day and just showing what she does. I mean, it's time to let these gangsters know that we know where they live. You know, you think you're going to take our guns and exempt yourself and you're going to have the guns? You think you're going to walk all over us? You witch? We're done. We're done. We're not your slaves, you big bucket of pus, you maggot-filled rat. I appreciate your call, Todd. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Truth Raider. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, Alex, and to all the listeners out there in the info world.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Well, I'm no longer sick. I've taken my Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I'm detoxing for freedom.
Good job, brother. Very exciting.
All right, two things. Today, let's stop and take a moment to reflect the seven people who lost their lives today in the spatial discovery.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Terry in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I got something for you. We have, of course, the NDAA, which is you know, totally unconstitutional. But they don't follow the Constitution anyway, so it doesn't really matter. The problem that I have is a judge, you know, says, hey, we're not going to, no, this is not constitutional. We're not going to accept this. This is not for the American people. And then their lawyers go around, turn around, and overturn it right away. The problem that we have is that information is at the speed of light. And with that information, like back in 1776, information didn't travel like this. They're spying on everything that we do.
But that's good. We can turn that around against them. So what if the criminals spy? They know about our numbers surging.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are back. It is Monday, the 28th day of January 2013. Hard to believe the first month of 2013 is almost gone. And coming up, CBS News says it's time to, quote, give up on the Constitution. Senior Obama official says we're going to kill the dollar. That's a quote. We're going to be playing video of that. Hacked emails reveal Washington-approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria. Obama administration complicit in war crime? Question mark. Attack helicopters let loose with machine gun fire over Miami. That's up at Infowars.com. This and much more. Piers Morgan in Politico declares that the best interview he ever had was Alex Jones, and that this will be used to defeat gun owners. He said that January 17th. Now he's declaring they've lost today on his Twitter and that gun owners are all up in an uproar. Oh, yeah, why didn't you have me back, Piers? Why aren't all the other shows having me on if I'm so discrediting? You see, Paul Revere rode and screamed, arms to arms, the redcoats are coming. He didn't go up there and say, "Not, not. Oh, hi, I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but the government's corrupt, That's why it was a big victory, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not putting perfume on a pig. I analyzed it, what happened, and decided I did the right thing. I prayed to God that I would do the best thing when I went in there against the enemy. And I told him after the interview, I said, you are an enemy, and I will rout you out. You are a gangster thug, and you will be defeated, and all of you are on notice. No CNN crew, multiple women were crying and freaking out. The men were hyperventilating. And I said, I know who you are, traitors. I marched out of there. I didn't go in there and, oh, you're so big. Got such a big set. You're so powerful. We're not going to get this country back playing patty cake. Does the Don of Chicago, Emmanuel, play nice? He's saying we're going to lean on gun manufacturers and banks. We're just going to shut them down outside of law. That's called torturous interference, racketeering by any yardstick. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're dealing with. And we're not going to get our country back playing patty cake. We're going to get it back going, we know who you are. We know foreign banks have hijacked the government. We know you're illegitimate. And don't stage something. And even if something happens, giving up our rights doesn't keep us safe. So don't you blow something up and blame it on us. We're watching you. You understand that? We're watching you, and we know what's going on. The time for games is over. People probably notice I'm a lot more serious on air. I used to joke around, have a little bit more fun on air. People notice behind the scenes. There's no more games. This is game time, folks, in the battle for the Republican humanity. This is a life and death situation. This is the real world. This isn't a game. I'm not up here playing games. I know where I live. I know where the world is. I know where I stand. I know how dark the times are. That's just some of what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. Government wants to exempt itself from gun laws. All government officials will no longer be called servants, but officials exempt from all their laws, from insider trading to senators with, quote, underage prostitutes. They're above the law. And ABC News goes and talks to the senator and in an interview never asked about the underage prostitutes or the convicted sex offender. for child abuse working in his office. I mean, these people are sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. You're on the air, Danny. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I've been listening about 15 years. I think I called you once, maybe 12 years ago. But anyway, no, I'm right with you as far as Pierce Morgan. I was very pleased the way you handled that. I'm actually calling about a situation this morning. I went into Walmart to pick up a 1022. They happen to have one. I hold a valid New York driver's license, and I live in New York and in Tennessee. I went there, and they were doing the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation check, and the person on the other line was giving my salesperson a hard time, saying that he has a New York driver's license. He cannot buy a Ruger 1022 in Tennessee. I thank the Lord that the woman was thinking, and she looked at her chart and said, well, apparently you're wrong, or this chart is wrong, because New York is a valid place to, you know, I can sell to someone from New York and Tennessee. They went back and forth. She actually argued with the guy, and finally the guy gave in and let me purchase the TBI.
Yeah, let me stop you. I've talked to two different gun dealers, and then I'm also getting emails from gun dealers, and I should wipe the phones out later and open it up for FFL, Federal Firearms Licensee dealers. And I'm trying to get these guys on air, but obviously they get intimidated. The ATF comes in. They did this last year. Remember when we were given some documents that were then made national news, where ATF in five western states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, just set outside a law. They tried to pass the law. They couldn't, so they just sent letters in, and the ATF visited saying, you will report to us and open a criminal file when someone buys more than two rifles or handguns at one time, or two or more. And again, they're already, when you call in, it's already in the NICS system. There's already a record. They just wanted to test outside the law. And now they say that. And the ATF's now going in saying, you're going to stop selling semi-autos, or we're going to go through all your records and find a T that's not crossed, an I that's not dotted. By the way, they arrest you for that. That's why now they're all going to computerized systems, so you can't make a mistake, because if there's a mistake, it'll kick it back. But then that also computerizes it, makes it easier for the ATF. That's the problem. And so they're harassing good to gun dealers who they've ordered to give guns to drug cartels so they can blame all gun dealers. I mean, it's how this mafia operates. And so what you're experiencing is happening to everybody. I've talked to people who went to gun shows personally. I've had the calls where you're buying a clip, a 10-round clip, and they follow you out the door and ask you who you are. Like the clip's bad. We're the new criminal class. The entire Homeland Security apparatus, they admit, behind the scenes for a decade was going to be for us. People were like, how did you know that? You say Homeland Security is now for gun owners. Because it always was. It was never about Al-Qaeda that these offshore banks run. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, no. Continue on. I'm definitely listening. And I was curious if other people have experienced that. And I am thankful for this woman who actually thought and defended what was true.
Well, Emanuel and all of them have said, Schumer, Emanuel, Pelosi, who's the other one? Bloomberg have all said we're gonna put pressure on the manufacturers and the sellers to just voluntarily comply. Well, that's like the TSA ran checkpoints all over downtown Austin last Thursday, and then I got reports again over the weekend. But I can't just stake out Lamar. That's where they're doing it, and on South Lamar, and then up into the city. And they just show up with Austin police. They have guns, and they say, lay your bags out, get out of your car, get off the train, and we're going to search you. And then when they go, what about the Fourth Amendment? They told the news, well, they volunteered. Armed men have their lights on, and armed feds with guns on their hip and guns on their, they wear them commando style on their thigh. Armed men. Sure, I would say Fourth Amendment, you can't search my bag. But most people literally cower. They're the royalty. We're the scum. And it's just color of law gangsterism. America is, government at every level is teaming up against us, swarming us, dominating us. State police pull you over in Texas now. And I'm getting reports all over the country. They go, got any firearms in your car? No, but if I did, they're legal. What do you got at home? Where do you live? Is this your right driver's license? And folks, they're doing this to, again, totally clean-cut people. They got a database on you. They know you have no record, and they look at you like a criminal because you're the milk cow. they get promoted. All of it's being recorded. They have a microphone on their tie. And it's reviewed. They get promoted if they savage the American people. I mean, this is a revolution of secret police activity. Did you know we have the article last week? They're announcing and they're putting an audio in major hotels saying, if you see bags, please call the police. The waiters are on a computer system at the hotel bars and restaurants. They're listening to you. They're filling out data when the bartender's talking to you now. I mean, this is in press releases. They're filling out FBI files on you. I mean, it's Stasi out in the open. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this, sir?
I certainly do. I certainly do. And, you know, and I like to tell your listeners, too, that, you know, we have a group of people. We're friends, and we've listened to you for quite a while. And apparently we're conspiracy theorists, too. But actually, I look at it as we're conspiracy realists because for the Christians out there, Satan is the biggest conspirator of them all. When you have a massive amount of people who are against Christ, they side with Satan, and he is a conspirator from day one. So I like how they our opponents make us look crazy. We're actually not. But and another thing I'd like to state is when it looks like there's no hope and that we're a minority, it doesn't matter because I believe that the Lord is truly on our side. He is on the side of truth and righteousness, and as long as we uphold that, he will bless that.
Amen to that, brother, and I appreciate your call, Danny. Yeah. The feds were involved 2 years ago in a sting at the Austin gun shows to try to shut them down so the city could, outside of law, order the private owners of different facilities to not let them have gun shows there. Racketeering. And it turned out they would send in illegal aliens with real driver's license the state had given them, and then they would present real licenses, fraudulently given by the state, a fraud. And then private sellers, their private gun, not a gun dealer, you have to have a federal license to be a gun dealer, they would do the private sale, people selling off their gun collection, and then they would put that person in jail with a kangaroo jury that was so ignorant, saying, well, he sold an illegal alien. Yeah, but he had a real license. The judge would say, you are to convict. I mean, this is the racketeering. They are going to persecute and fill the prisons with gun owners. And turning your guns in won't help. They're going to take everything. Pension funds, stocks, bonds. This is a criminal takeover. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. You know, sometimes I do special reports and things and I'm very calm and people like it. But you can't argue with success. I genuinely start hyperventilating and getting upset on air when I realize this is all real. I've studied history. It's not hard to figure out what's happening. The government now admits it's totally illegitimate and above the law. And we're in trouble. I mean, we're in trouble. Everywhere you go, they're training, the corporations are training all their employees to be spies. And they're not looking for Al-Qaeda terrorists, folks. They're looking for the American people. They're looking for patriots and constitutionalists and veterans and gun owners and conservatives. And this is outrageous that they're calling us Nazis and criminals and baby killers, collectively putting the guilt on us to try to have a purge against us. This is just the setup when they blow up some federal buildings and blame it on us or stage a mass shooting. This is just the beginning, and that's what I want to relay to you. The globalists are planning to use a civil war that they'll call terrorism. They'll call us terrorists if we resist going to the FEMA camps as a political cover to their implosion of the economy. Now, I don't think they're going to get away with it. I think they're going to back off because the police aren't buying it. That's why we've always targeted the police with the truth, because knowing that tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. And so we don't want this war to happen. And the police aren't stupid. They know what I'm saying is true and real. Some of them are dumb. That's why they're trying to hire dumber and dumber people. That's on record. Still, it isn't going to work. But we've got to put the maximum effort out now. Anti-New World Order in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. I just want to say thank you for basically what you've done for the truth movement. I've been following you for a long time. I started on 1310 AM in Rochester, New York. You actually inspired me to start a blog, and last year we hit over 100,000 views. It's the Anti-New World Order Party, and we are making connections all over the world. I believe that with what you've done, you have really, you know, you set a fire in the hearts and the minds of American patriots. And I believe,
but that's what you've got to do, and that's what you're doing. All of us are here like incendiary bombs to set brush fires in the minds of men and women. We are the resistance. We are Paul Revere. We are victory.
Oh, absolutely. And you've inspired me that I'm actually going to start an online or a radio program. And we're getting sponsors, and it's all because of your work.
Exactly. Just attack the enemy on every front, infowar them, use their own corruption against them, discredit them, expose their hypocrisy. I mean, that should be instant discrediting that they're going to be exempt from the gun laws we're under. And then they say in the news, well, we need guns to protect ourselves. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen going, well, I've changed my mind about guns. No one needs to own these. Besides, I've got bodyguards. Well, yeah, you make $3 million a week, Charlie. You know, come on. I mean, it's the disconnect of the ruling class living in their bubble. God bless you, my friend. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Phil in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing. And me and my wife, we pray for you and your family. And that's a three-chord, Alex. It's hard to break. You there?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
I just want to say I work for the media, and it's so far left. It just rips apart anything that has to do with this country. And it's hard. It's my job. It's how I support my family. And I've talked to them. They got me down as I'm a Looney Tune. And when I try to explain to
them. Yeah, they dictate reality. They're the ones that are delusional, though. You're funny. You think America's scary with secret arrest and checkpoints and bankrupting dollar and everything. You think there's something wrong with our government funding Al-Qaeda publicly. What a weirdo. I mean, you ought to feel sorry for those people. They're nothing but cowards who do whatever they're told. And actually, it's one thing to go along with something because you got to. That's bad enough. But they actually buy into the lie because they think you just put on your political beliefs like a suit of clothes. That it's about whatever feels good to them. And that way leads to destruction. I'm going to come back to you, Phil, because I want to hear what it's like to work in a establishment media. And again, let's break their terms. They're not liberals. Thomas Jefferson is a liberal. George Washington was a liberal. Alex Jones is a liberal. Ron Paul's a liberal. Lou Rockwell's a liberal. G. Edward Griffin's a liberal. Keep our money, keep our property, keep our families, worship what God we want. Do what we want. You know, that's liberal. Liberal is not having the government tell you how much soft drinks you can drink. Up at Infowars.com. I'm going to play the CBS News saying, quote, let's give up on the Constitution. And all these new TV shows bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers, whole shows about how they're trash, situational comedies to make fun of them, set in the Revolutionary War period, shows where militias won't turn their guns in, the new terror threat, shows like Founding Fathers are Texans that think there's a new world order. Folks, this was all in production last year, now coming out now. Perfectly timed with the shootings, all of it. This is all scripted to a great extent. And that's why I'm up here and I'm so focused and so hardcore. Because, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they could easily set me up, easily kill me. I've been physically attacked years ago. I get death threats. I've had dirty tricks you wouldn't believe. But I pray to God. And I know I'm in God's hands. And again, that doesn't mean I'm some goody two-shoes who's up here saying, hey, I'm this big, great Christian. Listen, I'm a bad man. My flesh is bad. I mean, I have bad thoughts. I think about, you know, literally gouging my enemy's eyes out sometimes, but I repent of that. And I want to be a good person, and I don't want to hate my fellow man. The world is nasty. The world is hard. The world is bad. The Madison Avenue shows us the red carpets and the models and the helicopters and the money, and we imagine that that's some wonderful heaven up there, and our lives are dirt and squalor. It's not true, folks. Recognizing beauty, recognizing justice, standing up for justice, and helping others and not hating each other is what will bring us to the next level and fulfill you. No amount of money or power will do that. And all the studies show that. What will fulfill you is the truth. And it doesn't mean that sometimes you don't get mad at your family. It doesn't mean sometimes you don't get mad at your boss or your employees. It means that you understand the stimuli and the manipulation by the social engineers on record from Edward Bernays 80 years ago to Joseph Goebbels 70 years ago to right through to modern propaganda 101. It's all about divide and conquer and play us off against each other. I mean, you turn on MSNBC, it's like Kurt Vonnegut satire of a futuristic bizarro world where all they do is go, everyone knows people that don't like the UN are racist and gun owners are scum and hate black people. Yeah, and evil men have to be dealt with. Hey, good news, the family's falling apart. I mean, you tune into it and you're like, what is this? And they're unhappy, soulless mercenaries. I mean, I've been in MSNBC. I've been in Fox. I've been in CNN. I've been in you name it. And I've been around the people. And, man, they are absolutely alone. They're all fake. They're all trying to act powerful around each other. Everyone's trying to not say anything so that they don't, you know, put themselves out there so that someone can use it against them. And then they go home to plastic husbands and plastic wives. They have plastic kids that commit suicide, and they're totally empty. I've got the opposite problem. I'm going to just be honest with you. I'm so tuned into reality, it is like unspeakably incredible and painful at the same time. And I'm not saying I'm at some high level. I'm just at a basic human level. I go read the writings of the founders. I read the writings of philosophers. I go read the writings of great literature, and I see the same thoughts I've personally had that they had, and then surpassing my understanding. I'm nothing special, except in a day and age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, as Eric Blair said. I love the sound of thunder going through the studio walls. I just want to hike in the woods in the rain. You know, that's one reason. That's one reason that I really get mad and hate the globalists, because they do steal our future. They don't just steal monetarily. They just don't steal culturally. They steal our time and our energy serving their system. The fact that we have to spend time on them and talk about all the stuff they're doing. And that's why if you attack them with a glancing blow and attack them within their paradigms, you only add power to them. It's design. But you attack them from outside the box of how it's a false construct, of how it's an artificial society, a stage that they train us to basically be players upon. When you realize that, they do not like it. When you go into the CNN studios and they're dirty and pockmarked and gross and all the people look demoralized, good. I was in CNN, I don't know, a decade ago and then 3 years ago, and it didn't look like that. I was in the exact same studios. It's rotting. It's like your soul is rotting. It's good to see the enemy rotting. It's good to see you weak. Look at InfoWars growing. Look at the rest of the alternative media growing, getting stronger. Good. It's war. And if they destroy me, I personally am not happy about that, but it's part of the war. It's part of the real thing, the tree being watered. It's holy. It's strengthening the species. It's honorable. It's a struggle. It's real. I went and saw a film. I forget the name of it. You guys look it up. I actually brought you in the ticket stubs so you could know the name of it. It's like Flight of the Monarchs, I think. Flight of the Butterflies. I went and saw it. It's got UN propaganda in it, of course, but that's like 1% of it. Very good film. In fact, I may go see it again with my children. They went with me Saturday with my wife. Probably the best nature documentary just for its simplicity, but story I've ever seen, because it was touching to me how the four generations of monarchs start. I'm not going to say where it starts, because that's the, I mean, obviously anybody that knows science knows where it starts, but for your kids, I won't tell them. It starts, let's just say, starts around Texas and then goes all the way up into northern Canada, and it takes four generations to get to Canada, and then there's like a B-52 version of the monarch that's like four times the size of a regular one that makes the long flight back, then waits all winter, flies back to Texas from the south, and then lays its eggs and dies. Incredible. And how that monarch uses electromagnetics to fly sometimes, you know, 10,000 feet in the air, electromagnetic off the sun and off the poles and the meridians, and scans in, flying, everything calculated just perfectly, you know, to fly the 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles, whatever it is, and this incredible death race to get down there, and then four more generations to get all the way up to the top of the mountain and then back down again. And it's that struggle. And we're in that generation. You know, it's like the Third Coming. The book that, is that the name David Knight did a piece on? You know, that breaks down these cycles in humans. And I was thinking of our generation. The fourth turning, excuse me. The fourth turning, teleprompter free here. And I was just thinking about that, how all these generations come and go, and this is going to be, from not just from the fourth turning, but other sociologists, anthropologists, historians, this is the prime zone. The globalists say that. This next 10 years is going to decide the next 1,000. I mean, this is the most mega important point in all of human development. This is everything on the line. This is it. And I'm sorry, it's not that I'm a good guy. I am not fulfilled being a greedy bastard. And by greedy, it's not even about money. I am not fulfilled, you know, just to be able to sell out to the system and be chauffeured around and have bodyguards and live in New York or L.A. and prance around at parties with a bunch of fake people. You know, selling out that I'm a winner. I made it to the top. You made it to the top of a pile of skulls. You made it to the top of a latrine. You made it to the top of a spider hole. I want to see humanity make it to the stars and to really develop. And that's why I'm not worried about being killed or destroyed or set up. Whatever. I'm just a monarch butterfly, man, just like everybody else. I just want my species to go on. Look at all of what our species has done. Those monarchs are picking up electromagnetic information in their DNA. They're an antenna. And so are we, folks. And my antenna says, fight the New World Order. It says, I'm not going along with this. Everything I've got is to navigate me against these people. I don't need all the high-tech computers and programming and fancy systems the globalists have got. I just got to follow my spirit God gave me that literally resonates with my DNA. I mean, I got it all right here, man. I've got an electrochemical computer and billions of cells all in Congress together, literally, that can recognize the beauty of the night sky and the beauty of my innocent children and the beauty of my wife and the beauty of literature and art and philosophy and friendship and everything honorable. I mean, I don't just know when the sun's coming up. I don't just wake up as the sun is about to crest. Because my soul literally picks up its electromagnetic pulse as it passes over the rock of the planet blocking it. I literally pick up what's good and evil. I have discernment. That's all it is. We are a billion times what that monarch butterfly is. A little tiny creature that can fly 4,000 miles and navigate electromagnetically. Do you know what you are? And these atheists tell you you don't have a soul? These atheists tell you you're nothing special, that you're crap, that humans are ugly. You hear it all the time. We're a joke. We're no good. All day they tell you that because it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lie. This species is meant to go to the stars. This species hasn't even gone to our next phase yet of what God has prepared for us. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. And the preacher's jobs out there is to keep you from knowing just how incredible you are. We are made in the image of the creator of the universe. Look at how more advanced we are than that butterfly. Look at what we've already built. This is nothing. This is nothing. And evil are people malfunctioning and people giving in to destructive tendencies to dominate like cancer in a body. You so-called elites are unhappy, and you think making us unhappy will make you happy. You're inbred, you're diseased, you're hateful, you're unhappy, so you want to poison us. You want to pump heavy metals into us to damage our DNA. You think bringing the species down will raise you up? You will never rise bringing others down. Yeah, I know, you're coming down fast, but you're miles above me. I got it. How about we all rise? And then you can be rising fast miles above us. That's real power. That's real power. Real power is saying, I am now one with the universe and its creator. I step in to the time-space continuum. I follow my programming, but I have free will. I accept my programming. I accept what I am. I accept it. And I telegraph my information into the future through my species. That is the magic of the universe. That is the meaning of life. That is everything that ever was, is, and will be. That is your destiny. Those of you that serve darkness, many of you, there's still time to turn back. There's still time to join humanity in the great race, the great march towards our destiny. But you're not going to partake of that destiny, I'll assure you, kneeling to the dark side. You evil people think you have knowledge of the dark side? If you really knew the true knowledge of the creator of the universe, if you even had the spark, the inkling of God, if you even had one micron of that fire, you would then have knowledge of all the evil, and you would want nothing to do with it. You dark practitioners think you have knowledge of evil? I don't even want to look into the knowledge I have of it. You have not seen it, or I will assure you, you would not be running so happily towards it. Let's go to your phone calls. I apologize. I said I'd take more, but I'm on a roll today because I'm really just understanding how serious all this is. And this is what goes on in my mind 24/7. Phil in North Carolina, tell your media story. Go ahead. What it's like working inside a group suppressing the human potential.
Well, Alex, they just they basically laugh at us. We're too far out there, and you know, Alex, they're going blind through a storm with a smile on their face. They don't even know what's going on, Alex. I mean, they're clueless, and it's all they care about is their football game and their six pack of beer. And I know that I have nothing against football, and. But
no, it's stolen their manhood. Their manhood is raising their children strong, being good, teaching their children how to fix things, teaching their children how to stand up for themselves, not waddling around talking about the team all day. It's stolen everything from us.
You're right, Alex. And I just, you know, that's all I really had to say. Thank you very much for everything you're doing, Alex.
No, don't thank me. Don't thank me. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead. It's you, brother.
You know, I'm a Christian, and my Christian friends have always given me a hard time. I'm a member of a gun range, always go shooting. They always ask me, why did I like to go shooting? And you know what I told them? And then they asked me, if I'm a Christian, why don't I depend on God to protect me? And I told them, I said, God hasn't called me to be a martyr yet. He hasn't called me to allow a car full of people to pull up my front yard, get out, come in, shoot me in the head, rape my three daughters,
look,
shoot them, and then whatever they own or whatever I have, take it with them. He hasn't called me to do that yet. He may someday do that to me, Alex, but right now he's told me to defend my property and my household and my family, and that's where I'm at right now, Alex.
Well, listen, 100 years ago, the Rockefellers with the National Council of Churches, and about 60 years ago with the World Council of Churches, I guess like 65 times flying, they set these up and the churches got paid off and brought in to be charities under 501c3 and others, not churches. And so pretty much all the churches are saying, turn your guns in now. I don't care if they're Catholic, Protestant, Methodist. Whatever it is, they're state run, basically. Clergy response teams. These people call themselves Americans. Our country was born out of the preachers across the spectrum saying, this is a tyranny. Government's not God. Government's abusing us. We have a right and a duty to resist it. The entire Bible is the prophets, different ways, sometimes physical, sometimes with information, resisting corrupt governments. Okay, and not worshiping the God of the state, not worshiping the king, but worshiping God. And so these people that say you shouldn't be armed, trust in God, God gave you a brain. God gave you all of this to protect yourself. And, you know, look at God telling Israel, get up and defend yourself. Look at that is so evil to sit there and say Christians shouldn't own guns. I mean, I see preachers on TV now saying early church was wrong to not worship Saturn and being thrown to the lions in Rome. Look, those are cowardly demons. They may just be deceived people. But listen, I wouldn't be going to a church where they say guns are bad. God bless you, my friend. All right, we're going to come back with more calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got this story linked up at Infowars.com. Set for takeoff, Britain's deadly super drone that picks its own targets, but experts warn plane could mark the start of robot wars. Yeah, the Pentagon said back in the 70s that by 2010, they plan to have half the Air Force be robot drone. And humans can do it pretty much whatever we put our minds to at a certain point. And guess what? By 2010, half of the Air Force was drone. By 2020, they plan to have over 90% of it be drone. But the Pentagon total's got something like 30,000 Predators total. One of the branches, I think it's Air Force, had some ridiculous amount, like 18,000 of those. And this amazing new drone system, similar to what the U.S. is launching, it's a system that picks and kills on its own. And see, then the globalists aren't going to need humans anymore. The goal is to have robots working on robots working on robots with robot trucks and trains that even bring the parts in from the other factories. And then humans that'll oversee some of it, but almost all engineers will tell you now, computer engineers, electrical engineers, that no one knows how the microchip works by themselves. It's all these experts together. No one. I mean, it's already like something like 1,600 times smaller than it was just 30, 40 years ago, 35 years ago. The size of the so-called etching, the wiring, it's amazing. And it's going to get more and more advanced, and that's why the globalists are laughing. They can have for a dollar in a few years a little robot with a weapon system that kills you with a shot designed to only kill you with your DNA sequence that comes into your house at night. Biologically, it can even be biological, not even metal, bites you, and then you die. The clothes are coming out where they'll have nanotech vaccines, which actually re-engineer your brain. Bill Gates has announced that. And they say, don't worry, you're not going to be stressed anymore. We've decided humans are designed wrong. You're not supposed to get upset. You're not going to be upset anymore. This is going to inject you with a virus that goes in and eats areas of your brain and gives you a selective lobotomy. Just Google brain-eating vaccines. You'll see a video I did 2 years ago on the subject, or startpage.com. You can find it there. So anyways, I'm ranting. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. But humans are going to beat this, okay? But the smart meters spying on us, the electromagnetics, all the major new brands coming out have systems the smart meters dial into and then surveil you. And the CIA chief brags, yeah, we're putting microphones in all the new dishwashers, dryers, computers. There's nothing you can do. We're watching you. But still, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I told you 15 years ago, MIT said that was the plan. Now it happens, I'm even worse, you see, because the yuppies are like, he's still bad. It's not, you know, Alex is still bad. Okay, so he's right. It's good to have them watching us. That's not bad. It's good to have the laptops, the school issues watching us. It's good to have the NSA spying. It's good to have the government running Al-Qaeda. It's good to list gun owners as terrorists. I'm going to turn my guns in to prove I'm see, they're scared deep down. And so they submit to the system. We're going to go to break and come back and go to John in Pennsylvania. Tim, Michael, Doris, Tona, and many others. When you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to call in 800-259-9231. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about our destiny. And I'm alive. And I know you're alive. And I intend to fight tyranny and stand up for a good trajectory for humanity. I mean, I want us to have a debate about our future. I want us to have a debate about what we can become. I've said it. My goal is for my great-great-great-great-granddaughter to be sitting there with her children on a distant planet orbiting a foreign star at a beautiful beach. That's my goal. And I want your great-great-grandchildren to be there as well.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got a bunch of clips and a ton of economic news to get to in this hour, but right now, let's go to your calls. John in Pennsylvania wants to talk about troops and the economy. He's watching at prisonplanet.tv. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I took the red pill a couple months ago, and I'm a happy man.
God bless you.
Well, happy inside, but aware of too much, I think. All right, I'm a Legionnaire, and American Legion magazine, coming in February, has an article, Not Made in America. Now, according to this, Military Times reports, although DOD is required to purchase clothing and shoes 100% made in America, they're coming from China. And I think that might be a big part of the problem why we have no money, because nobody here is working, and we should be doing this, like in World War II, World War I. We have two representatives are leading an effort. Representative Michael Michard, Democrat from Maine, and Duncan Hunter, Republican from California. And
absolutely. This is how wide open we are. Did you know the components for the B-2 bomber and missile systems for nuclear submarines are made in China and other areas? On record, most of the military hardware is made overseas now. It's just put together here. And this has been a long-term strategic plan where we give them worthless dollars, then they buy real infrastructure with it. This is how you get the U.S. conquered by communist China. The insiders went over there. They put Mao in 49, always had deals with him. Always had deals with the communist in China, not so much Russia. That was early on, but the Russians doubled across the globalists for a while. They were just as bad. But the point is that, yes, I've seen the articles. In fact, guys, will you print me that? I meant to cover that a few weeks ago. Thank you. There's another one that the Army is, the Pentagon's pulling crosses out of chapels. Thank you. But the issue is that, think about it. Worthless dollars go out. They still have value on the surface. Then the Chinese use it to buy up infrastructure and ports. But then nobody can have a real job here unless there's select globalist companies that work with China. I mean, that's just an economic takeover plan.
You know, Nixon started all this when he went to China.
And that was the public, oh, we're going to be friends now. Isn't it incredible?
Yes, yes.
It had been a setup since 49 is my point.
Lord.
The U.S. hauled the bacon of the Chinese in World War II. So they did whatever they were told. And Chiang Kai-shek was like, hey, help me. And they said no. You know, the stories of them giving them firearms without the firing pin and stuff. And shells without the powder in them. That's all been declassified now. Our so-called government put Mao in, who then killed tens of millions of his own people. Greatest mass murderer in history. And you're absolutely on target. What you say is the key to the globalist takeover program. And you can see it all. And while we were worried about Russia the whole time, China was the one that was being set up for the takeover.
And now this gun thing comes up to steer our eyes away from everything else.
That's right. Very well said, John. Are people waking up over there at the VFW?
American Legion.
Yeah, American Legion, yeah.
Some are. And I purchased one of your hats, so every time I go out of the house, I'm wearing InfoWars on my head. So well, people will stop and ask me what it is, and I've been trying to spread the word, Alex.
Well, God bless you. I can tell you love this country and you love the ideas of it and love the checks and balances that have made us wealthy and powerful. But with that came the decadence of the wealth, so now we're falling apart. And, yeah, the CFR every month brags that they're selling us out to China. Not the Chinese people, the Chinese government.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This video is up at InfoWars.com. We just posted it. Also, PrisonPlanet.com. And I found it over at DrudgeReport.com. It's a Breitbart exclusive. Journalist accosted by security over Mayor Bloomberg gun control question. And it's a talk radio network senior investigative reporter, Jason Matera. And again, talk radio network's got over 1,000 affiliates. I mean, it's I don't know, 10 times bigger than CNN, 20 times. I mean, one of their hosts is. But, I mean, that's real media. And we're going to play this video after we go to some calls. In an explosive exchange outside the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington, D.C., security guards for billionaire New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg accosted senior talk radio network investigative reporter Jason Matera when he asked the mayor about his strong support for gun control. In the video, Bloomberg is seen surrounded by security. Matera approaches Bloomberg and asks, in the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team? See, that's what they always say. It discredits you to point out we have security. That's hoping you stop bringing it up. Of course it doesn't discredit us that they get waivers from their own gun control laws and have private security. That's what totally destroys them with the public. So they're like, that's why they freak out and rough him up. Bloomberg's reply, we'll get back to you. And this is coming out of the Washington, D.C. Mayor's Conference, and NYPD, out of their jurisdiction, boom. Do what gangsters do. Why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? Matera asks as the mayor walks away. Look at the team of security you've got, and you're an advocate for gun control. So he's letting them walk away. You don't do that to Don Corleone. Boom. Security turns around. Cops out of their jurisdiction. Mac, you're about to get it. And the video is incredible. That video, again, is coming up. We've just posted it at InfoWars.com, so be sure and hit refresh there. The video then cuts to Matera walking further down the street when one of the men guarding Bloomberg, identified as Officer Stockman, NYPD, stops Matera and asks to see his photo ID. Matera complies before asking, is this standard procedure for the press? Wait. It's standard procedure to be questioned, members of the press. The officer reaches inside his jacket and grabs a pen, as if to write down the journalist's name. You're going to write it down now, asks Matera. Oh, no, sorry, says Officer Stockton. The video then cuts to the scene further down the street, where Officer Stockman, trailing Matera once again, can be heard saying, Mr. Matera, sir, Do you have a date of birth? It's none of your business what my date of birth is. So again, first they get the ID out of their jurisdiction. I told them no. Matera's, it's none of your business. Matera's January 18th on the street interview, done in conjunction with Talk Radio Networks, is not the first time Matera has received treatment for asking liberal politicians tough questions. And it just goes on there. In 2011, Vice President Joe Biden warned Matera, "Let's get it straight, guy. Don't screw around with me." When he confronted Biden about the use of a rape reference when discussing Republican opposition to Obama's jobs bill, the Washington Post covered that. And again, it's them all there basically grabbing on him and stuff. We'll go to some phone calls here, and we got a bunch of other videos coming up as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Idaho. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, number one, I want to thank you for all your hard work you did. And, you know, we all know we got screwed because we should have an American president in the White House. You know, I still look forward to President Paul as my leader. And the one thing that I would really like to see you do, Alex, is I'd like to have you inform all of these people out here how Obama is giving away everything of value in America to the flipping Chinese. You know what I say to the Chinese, Alex? Let's go BK on those SOBs, because if we don't, buddy, gun up, because that's where we're going. I'm a veteran from Vietnam. I have stood on the mountain praying to God, and unfortunately, I have felt the winds of war again. I did not want to feel those again. I am darn near 60 years old, but I'm ready to die for bringing back the Constitution that our forefathers died for. And I hope the rest of your listeners feel the same way I do. I know you woke me up in 2008, and I have probably brought more than 100 people or more awake to your message.
Well, great job, Tim. You know, in my first film made in 97, America Destroyed by Design, I show the CFR plans that are public to have the Chinese century. It doesn't mean the Chinese people. It means suicide nets and mass enslavement and forced organ harvesting. But the globalists went and made a deal. They put Mao in. They made the deal public in the 70s to have them have goods made so cheap nobody could compete in slave factories, you name it, to then leverage out business over here, where only select globalists can do business with the Chinese factories through the Chinese Communist Party. And now the Chinese government's buying the roads, the oil, the infrastructure. They're coming back with the dollars that are worthless once they devalue the dollar, buying up everything. Okay, and it's also, again, about deindustrialization. It's an economic warfare operation. The Chinese people... China could collapse any time. So it's either it takes over, it knows that, in a big bubble, or it collapses. So the globalists are trying to prop it up. That's why they'll pay, you know, $22 billion to ship the biggest General Motors factories in the world to China last year, starting 2 years ago. Cadillac and Volt and others. Because that's the deal. That's the globalist investments. They all get the money off the top from that. So the Chinese people want freedom. They're good people on average. Just like Americans are good people. You know, I talk about the British government being corrupt. I'm not bashing Brits. When I talk about the Israeli government being corrupt, I'm not bashing the general Israelis, or the average Iranian's a good person who wants freedom. Government tends to be bad throughout history. Founding fathers told us that. History shows that. You better keep government small. But yeah, no, this China issue, I mean, I remember military officers telling me 15 years ago the plan was to use Chinese soldiers here, and I'd be like, what? Now they're talking in FEMA documents like NLE09 about using foreign troops, using Chinese troops to disarm Americans. I mean, it's just insane. And the Chinese government says, take the Americans' guns. I appreciate your call, Tim. I mean, it's insane to have Newsweek come out last week and say, we need the communist Chinese to tell us what to do. We need Piers Morgan to tell us what to do in that article, Piers Pressure. And Alex Jones has to be dealt with. Let him prepare his flamethrower. We're preparing for him. And it's openly threatening. And the article is, it's good to have Piers Morgan, a foreigner, telling us what to do. America is done. Get used to being run by China. And the guy says it with pleasure. And again, people that say Israel runs everything. Israel lobby is a big manipulator in there. But, I mean, I've done my research. The China lobby and the Federal Reserve lobby, which is tied to Israel, is really at the top of the food chain. That very writer at Newsweek saying basically America's done and celebrating it and celebrating, quote, our waning power. The guy basically wants to end Israel. I was reading his writings. He has a book out about it. And all. It's just like, it's just crazy. I'm not even debating Israel, okay? Because that's a trap designed to be a trap. I'm not stepping into it. The point is, Newsweek gave this guy a whole section to run down Israel, and separately he's saying the Chinese need to take over. I mean, it's just crazy. And then Israel selling our secrets to China. My point in bringing that up is, where's the continuity in this? Where do all these globalists think they're going to go once we're turned over to the communist Chinese? I mean, just very bizarre. Very bizarre. It's mainly just open the gates, bring down our countries. I'll sell out to you, you know, to the Chinese. It's just like falling before the communist Chinese, just groveling to them. And he says it's good to get used to that. They admit they're getting us used to foreigners telling us what to do. It's like I wrote the article, but from a different perspective. He's admitting, hey, we're here to get you used to a world government. And everything will be sacrificed for world government. The U.S., you name it. England. Let's jam in another call here. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey. I was listening to, you know, I'm a real big fan, just like you. I liked John Kennedy. But I was listening to a 1961 speech he made at the UN where he called for global disarmament.
Yes, early on, this is a great point. He pushed through State Department Memorandum 7277. 7277, it's a little 40-something page manual, if memory serves. It's online. I've got original copies here in the office. It's actually in those Bernadine Smith big files. I don't know where we put those. But the point is, 7277 says, first all the individuals disarm, then the militaries disarm, except for paramilitary UN garrisons of SWAT teams in every city, and how they're going to disarm the police after they disarm us. And yeah, Kennedy kind of bought into all that till he found out what it was really about. Then he pulled out of it. I mean, you know, people were really chumps back then. They didn't know all that we know. Go ahead.
That might be, you know, the good old boy club wasn't ready for that back then, a.k.a. the New World Order. So that might have bought into some of the reasons why they assassinated him.
Yeah, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. There it is. Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, U.S. Department of State, Department of State Publication 7277, Disarmament Series 5, released September 1961, Office of Public Services, Bureau of Public Affairs. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Coming up, we got some videos and the audio we're going to air of some pretty amazing treason. Bloomberg goons grabbing reporters and taking stuff from them out of their jurisdiction. Totally illegal. I had Michael Moore's guys do that to me for no reason. Like 10 feet away with the camera. Hey, Michael, what about this? You know, why are you going after our guns? Boom, they're like elbowing me and stuff. So I just elbowed them back. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle these people thinking they're royal and I'm their slave. All right, Doris, go ahead and start over with the point you were making. Go ahead.
Okay, the point I was making is I'd read a book called Accessories After the Fact, all the people that got killed after the assassination of John Kennedy. Then I went to listen to a speech he made in 1961 to the United Nations, and he talked about global disarmament. It sounded a whole lot like Obama. And,
no, that's it. But, I mean, Kennedy, the difference was Kennedy actually did do some good things. He got sold on it as a good idea, but a year later, he pulled out of all that. A year later, he understood it was a con game, and he signed an order to abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, he didn't want to give nukes to Israel. He did a lot of things that made the power structure very, very upset.
Okay. Okay. Now we have two people that represent us, Corker and Lamar Alexander, and I've noticed they've been getting really popular lately with the president. Corker's from Chattanooga. Chattanooga, Tennessee is the only place that's in a economic recovery around in that I see. And Alexander walked out with the president the day of the inauguration. I don't believe we'll ever have another honest election in my lifetime. And
Listen, that's why the fix is in. They've told Republicans, you vote for open borders, you vote for all of this, or you're never getting back into office. And that's why we're sold out. Senate group reaches immigration deal. And folks, we're already bankrupt. Now they're going to bring in, they say, 11 million, it's more like 30, and just totally legalize the illegals and then let them legalize their families and let them get welfare. And again, the goal isn't to actually empower people from Mexico. These people do contribute to the country. Well, there's really two different types of immigrants. There's the ones that come here and work, and there's those that come here from Mexico and just get on welfare and become gangsters. And that seems to be the kind our government wants. And it's just despicable. God bless you, ma'am. Good to hear from you. Tona in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I started listening last year. I actually was talking to my brother recently, and I was telling him about what was happening, about like the Federal Reserve and like how they're taking the guns and everything. And he didn't really believe me at first, until he started talking to a Marine from YouTube. This Marine was talking about what the same things you're talking about and what's happening.
But you don't have to believe me or the Marine. I have ABC News admitting the Army's training for house-to-house gun confiscation in America, but I don't just believe ABC News. I have shot or been sent video, let's not exaggerate, 100 times in the last 17 years of Marines training to take Americans' guns. The role players wear John Deere hats and say, this isn't right. That's America. You can't take my gun. And they practice shooting you. And Homeland Security, naturalnews.com, DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles. The story's up at Infowars.com as well. Calls them personal defense weapons on top of tens of thousands of other machine guns, full auto, and the 1.6 plus billion. They've gotten more bullets. It's like 1.6 and then a half million. So I guess 1.65 billion now. I mean, and that's in the last 14 months. I mean, they're arming and digging in like it's the end of the world. And I got a clip coming up where an Obama administration official told a senior major fund manager, very well respected, that they're going to kill the dollar. Well, no kidding. We know that's their plan. Do you know what's going to happen when the dollar goes belly up?
Yeah, it's going to be chaos.
It's going to be real bad. Real bad.
The point I was getting is, my brother, he saw it from a different perspective, point of view, you know, because a Marine, he saw it as a man that has fought in war. And he said that, my brother has said that with Alex Jones, you know, he hasn't been in the war, but not that I'm saying that or anything like that, but you know, basically he the Marine kind of made him woke him up. But so it made me kind of think, and like, oh, I'm like Alex Jones, like, so I started kind of looking into you, your background and everything. And a lot of things are like in secret societies and all of that. I just had one question. If you knew anything about the Genesis.
The Genesis, there's a lot of stuff called Genesis. This network?
No, it's spelled J-E-S-U-I-T. It's like, it's some type of like from the Vatican,
Yo, Jesuits.
Yes. Do you know anything about that? It's just a question.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you about the Jesuits on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution calling. Revolution calling.
Revolution calling! Revolution calling!
Now I'm going to I'm going to play this clip in a moment of NYPD in D.C., out of their jurisdiction, following a guy down the street, harassing him, grabbing on him, getting in his face. I mean, I'd be like, you're out of your jurisdiction. You got an issue, call the police. And, I mean, let me tell you, physically, you'd have a right to defend yourself if they put their hands on you. I mean, these cops are so out of control, man. So out of control. And I'm just getting to the point where I can't put up with it anymore. I mean, I'd be like, yeah, I'll give you some ID. I want yours. You're out of your jurisdiction. You're in a lot of trouble. It's like when my crew was in Kansas City like 3 years ago to interview William K. Black, one of the former top federal investigators of savings and loan fraud for Obama, a film we were making, Fall of the Republic. You can see the interview in there. They're driving, and they see a Federal Reserve building. So they, well, I'll tell the story in a minute. I'll just, you know, it makes me sick. I'll tell the story in a minute. By the way, there are a lot of great products that we promote and sell that Aaron Dykes has used and others just had incredible effects, and I'm on this as well. Root beer belly, an amazing probiotic. Sprinkles, so you can store them. It's not the stuff you got to keep in the refrigerator. And it tastes like root beer. You can put it in water or just eat it like candy. Truly amazing and innovative, like everything Longevity is into. And you can read more about root beer belly at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. Promotes healthy bacteria in the intestines. Contains 5 microcapsulated probiotic strains. Only 4 calories per packet. Tastes great like root beer. 5 times more likely to cultivate than other probiotic supplements. They've got all the studies there on the site. 10 billion innovative probiotic strains included. The time of production, a minimum of 5 billion guaranteed to support your digestive system. Boost your immune carrying, increase overall health. Inhibits the growth of harmful bacteria. Supporting healthy digestive system starts with root beer belly. Available at InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-789. Throw that back on screen for me. I'm going to give that number out. Thanks. Again, I'll give you that number, 888-789-9277. Again, 888-789-9277. And give the InfoWars Health team a call, 888-789-9277. And also, InfoWarsHealth.com has links to all the subpages as well. If you forget InfoWarsHealth.com, you can just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, finishing up with this, and then I'll get into your Jesuit thing, since I already went off on this topic. I want to play this mayor clip that I was just mentioning earlier. And so my guys just naturally wanted to get a shot of the big 20-story building from a ways back. So they're off the property, and they shoot the building. But not because they were scared to go on private property. It's just, it's got a big open park area. They videotape it. And then they go, what is that? And they go over to the World War I city-owned, the National World War I Memorial. Really interesting. And people in black uniforms with guns show up and say, we're with the Federal Reserve. You've got to leave. Well, who are you? Your security guards. Well, give us your IDs. They do that, even though I've told them if it's security guard, don't. Then they go, okay, leave now and start putting their hands on their guns. Total color of law. We could have sued them and owned them. We're just too busy fighting the big issues to get diverted off on this. And it just makes me physically sick to see this video. Exclusive journalists accosted by security over Bloomberg gun control questions. It's up on InfoWars.com right now, the video of this from Breitbart, along with attack helicopters let loose with machine gun fire over Miami. Piers Morgan admits defeat in gun control debate. That's playing possum there, ladies and gentlemen. A new article by Watson, the astounding hypocrisy of gun control. The astounding hypocrisy of gun control advocates, a very important article that ties into this. That's all up at InfoWars.com. I'm trying to find the article. I know they posted it. Yeah, it's in the tiles. There it was. So it's in the tiles at the top. Good job, guys. There on InfoWars.com. Journalists accosted by security over Mayor Bloomberg gun control questions. So good. I knew it was posted a while back. So it's from Breitbart, Breitbart.com. Now, this is what needs to happen everywhere, but I'm telling you, if I was there, I'd be like, hey, get your hands off me. I'm just asking a question. That's assault. And then I know that the D.C. police wouldn't have done anything, but I'd have called the police to make a record so I could sue them. By the way, I'm still considering suing the TSA and the APD, and I don't just shoot my mouth off. I've sued people before. I don't like it, but when I got to do it, I got to do it. But the Austin cops saying, you go through or you're arrested, and then bowing up and then trying to get them to not let me fly. And that guy was just like looking at me like he wanted me to do something physical. Hey, I got a big brain, pal. Okay, if I want to, I'm going to go get the federal suit perfected and sue you and take away your jet ski, okay? But you better know and better be lucky, even though I was assaulted at that airport once by somebody you guys tried to set me up with. I don't know if he, not him particularly, but that it was clearly a setup. Rob Deuce saw it grabbing on me and threatening me, some thug they had in there. I didn't even let the police arrest him, and they were ready to, because I didn't want to have to deal with the trial and stuff. I just said, I forgive you in the name of Jesus. But I wanted it on record you did this. It was all on surveillance tape. The point is that if I threaten to sue somebody, you better believe it's being looked at right now. And I'm telling you, I can't handle it anymore. So we're going to play this video. I'll give you play-by-play, fill in the parts that radio listeners can't see. Let's go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
Mayor Bloomberg, how you doing? Jason, I grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, in the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
We'll get right back to you.
You'll get
came
back
over
to me?
Very friendly.
Would you like a sip of my
very
soda?
Very friendly body language. They're
Mayor
grabbing
Bloomberg,
on him.
Why?
Grabbing
why?
On him, dragging him
why
away.
Why can you defend yourself but not
pushing him back?
The majority of Americans. I mean, look at the team of security you got. And you're an advocate for gun control? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm counting. There are probably more.
Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
How are you doing? Officer Stark, NYPD. Do you have ID on you, sir?
All right, let's hit pause right there. Back it up about 20 seconds for me. Thanks. Imagine NYPD at a U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Washington, D.C., how about you're out of your jurisdiction, goon? I know you have stop and frisk checkpoints there, but not all of America's North Korea yet, goon. I'm a TV host, goon. I mean, they follow him for a long period of time here. And even after he gives them the info, it's not enough. I mean, and again, this is illegal what they're doing. Let's continue.
Sir, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
How are you doing? Officer Stark, NYPD. Do you have ID on you, sir?
I want to see your ID.
I'm credentialed for this.
May I see it, please? Thank you.
Sure.
Why don't we get over here so you can go out of the streets?
No. Do you even have jururisdiction?
Absolutely, yes, I do. Security jurisdiction, absolutely, sir.
I asked the question. There's nothing. What did I violate?
I'm not saying you did. I was asking if you have ID. That's all. If you have ID or credentials, I can
hold
see it.
Hold this.
Thank you very much. Do you have a photo ID, sir? Driver's license.
I'm not going to give you my DC driver's license.
Is this standard procedure
absolutely. For the press?
Wait, is standard procedure
to be questioned?
Standard procedure in Nazi Germany was to take everybody's property and shoot them in the back of the head. Procedure isn't law. It was procedure for black people to be slaves in this country, but it didn't mean it was right. So your procedure can go straight to the place where the devil dwells. It's called Hades. Let's go back to this travesty.
Members
is
of the
that
press.
Standard procedure ID, sir?
Yeah, it was issued by the conference we were just at.
Well, can I see ID? Photo ID that matches that name, please?
Sure thing.
Thank you, sir.
Tells it to him, not enough.
You going to write it down now?
Oh, no, sorry.
You're going to write it? You're going to write it? Okay. We good?
Thank you very much, sir.
Now they come at him again. Never enough. They want to put him in a database. Cops can put you in a terror database. No judge,
it's none
no
of your
jury.
Business when my date of birth is. See, look. We're getting followed. Ask Bloomberg a question, we get followed.
That's what they did to me in New York. Guaranteed the same people. Except they were wearing the windbreakers. Hey, Alex, you planning to do anything? Oh, my gosh. We even got some of it on video. People are like, nobody followed you in New York. Come on, the Don doesn't do. In Chicago, the government's not mafia there either. No. There's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra either. You know, back in the 50s, what was it, 51, 52, they had organized crime hearings with J. Edgar Hoover, who they'd go, you know, give tens of thousands of dollars anytime he wanted to go gamble at the horse tracks, the mafia would. It was a famous way to pay people off. And he said, there's no such thing as organized crime. And he used the term congressional record conspiracy theory. That's right. That's right. The conspiracy theory. I mean, it's a game they play. Look, I see through you. It's a con game. Unbelievable. Okay, on the Jesuit thing, the Jesuits were set up, what, in, was it Portugal? By, what was his name, Loyola? And people obsess over, is it the Jews? Is it the Jesuits? Is it the Muslims? Is it the Masons? Is it all big, powerful organizations become corrupt and dominant. The Nazis modeled their system of control with the SS off the Jesuits. I'm not saying the Jesuits taught them to be Nazis. They modeled the black uniforms and the power structure after the system. The guy's asking me about them. What else is it? And you cannot deny that now the Jesuits, who even took over the papacy for a while until it crushed it, that the Jesuits now today, you're the Pope, promotes world government. And Catholics should really be concerned about how world government and a new world order is being promoted by the Muslims, the Catholics, so many other groups. But then it doesn't exist at the same time. There's also a popular thing that people put out to sell books with zero proof or facts that I am a Jesuit. And it all started about 7 years ago. I was sent emails by prominent people that put forward the Jesuit-only conspiracy saying, you will have me on to promote my book or I will expose you as a Jesuit. Now, the way to get on the show is, here's my book, I think I'd be a great guest. Not, you will have me on or I will expose you. I think they have a name for that. So I was like, what kind of weirdness is this? And my family are famous Protestants. And I've told the story a million times, but no one cares. It's easier to not have research or facts to just say, Alex's work is nothing. I say he works for the Pope, so it's true. And it's beyond bizarre. And they don't apologize to me, nothing. They bear false witness and they lie, and I forgive them because that's what Jesus Christ, has my teacher and my God has taught me to do, is to forgive petty people that are all screwed up. Just amazing. You know, my ancestors came into Texas and did not like the fact that people were being forced to convert to Catholicism to get Mexican land grants. And so my ancestor, there was William Ayers and David Ayers, but there was also a bunch of others, very famous, raised Colonel Travis's son, the rest of it. I'm not going to even get into my family in Texas history because it's so over the top, people wouldn't even believe it. But you could actually, there's been books written about it if you'd like. In fact, people have gone and gotten people didn't think I was who I said. They went and got my yearbooks. They went and somehow got my birth certificate, which I guess is fine. The real spelling of Emmerich, not the wrong one on Wikipedia. And now everything else has the wrong spelling. Fans do it with wrong spelling, so they give us the sites, or Facebook has the wrong name. You can't change it. But they, again, COINTELPRO, and I don't think that's what this is. This is just opportunistic money-making. They always just put something out there that can't be proved or disproved completely to demonize someone and make it about the person. When it's not about Alex Jones, the government's trying to take your guns. The government's trying to get rid of the borders and legalize 30 million illegal aliens right now. The government is trying to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're running TSA checkpoints in Austin right now. And I told you that was coming and I was a kook. Now where I live, the Army shows up at city events and the TSA is out there with guns searching people's bags illegally. But it doesn't matter because I'm supposedly a Pop-Tart Jesuit. Again, people don't fight tyranny. They just say I'm bad. I mean, they've said for 15 years that Genesis, GCNlive.com, is owned by some Saudi Arabian when it's 100% a different Genesis. They've accused Genesis of being the porno magazine Genesis. Ted Anderson, when he first started this network 16 years ago, wanted to have a TV network later, so he called the radio the beginning of it Genesis. And it's just mental illness. And people say, no, you are owned by the Saudi Arabians. It's just made up. But then they don't get upset about current TV that actually is run by the Arabs now. You see, so that's how mass mental illness works. All right, so, and that's fine. Not everybody's going to wake up to the tyranny and actually get in the game against the tyranny. They're just going to go down rabbit trails and, you know, this person's bad and that person's bad and sit around anointing who's bad and who's good all day. And it's sad for me, not because I'm being attacked, but because it's sad because these people are just were never meant to have real discernment or to fight evil. They're tools of corruption and don't even know it. Okay, let's go to this clip here. This is a senior Obama official. We're going to go to this one first. Senior Obama official, we are going to kill the dollar. And Kyle Bass, who knows a thing or two about companies and finance, recently spoke to a senior member of the Obama administration about their planned solutions for fixing the U.S. economy. And Bass is a top fund manager, you know, very well respected. The answer shouldn't surprise you. And let's go ahead and go to that clip now.
You're in charge. You're in charge of this thing called the United States government slash budget, and it gives you political and fiscal authority to do, quote unquote, the right thing.
Yeah.
Would you mark to market balance sheets today and create the economic downside that that would follow? Or would you put in place or attempt to put in place some kind of economic policies to get you to a better place down some theoretical road?
How do you solve a problem where you're spending 10% of, you know, you're running a 10% fiscal deficit? You're not going to get growth in the absence of private sector credit demand. So the government's idea right now is we're going to export our way out of this. And yeah. When I asked a senior member of the Obama administration last week, how are we going to grow exports if we won't allow nominal wage deflation? And he says, we're just going to kill the dollar. And I said, okay, more you mean? That's the only answer. It's a dead answer, but that's where we're headed.
But see, folks, that's the cover to all of this, because they know nothing can ever compete with suicide factories, with suicide nets up around them at the dorms. No one can compete with forced abortions in the factory. No one. They've got regulations here where we can't even compete with Mexico or India. Okay? You know, they pay to ship the jobs overseas. This is a way. All we had left was our dollar to buy all these goods. That's going to go. It's all been engineered. It's all been planned out so the Chinese money and the Rothschild money and the globalist money can pour back in and buy everything up. We're going to come back with another stunning clip.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Again, how did I know they'd start having Army show up at events where I live, at the park, and TSA? Because they said they would. And I remember shooting video for Martial Law in 1999. Actually, for the film Police State 2000. And, again, people saw the footage and thought it was fake, that I had hired the Coronado to land in San Francisco, hovercraft, helicopters, it had to be computer. No way Marines were training to kill Americans and take their guns. You know, they were doing interrogation. Where'd you get the gun, the helmet? Oh, I got it from San Francisco. I'm part of the militia. People said this can't be real. They weren't ready in 1999. And then I was sent footage from all over the country of the Boy Scouts, like 12-year-olds training, coming out to the Marines and going, what do your parents have in the house? Well, he's got 3 rifles and 2 handguns. Good job. Kids in white T-shirts riding around Hebron, Maryland. And then the Marines come over with guns and say, turn your cameras off. I mean, this is America. And then I had the Army try to set me up. And it's so insane. Mike Hansen saw it. I mean, who would believe I went to Brooksville, Florida? And you're in the woods and a guy jumps out because you're trying to film the military do gun confiscation drills in the town. And a guy jumps out and tries to set the woods on fire to blame you. And you're like stomping it out and then having to grab the guy and say, I'm going to, you know, physically beat you up if you don't do this. And then doom buggies show up and all this stuff. And then you go talk to locals and they go, I've been told not to talk to you. The Army came door to door. I mean, it's like a movie, folks. The government is evil, okay? I tried to expose all this and they were ready to burn things down and blame me. With special forces. Now, the military isn't bad people. I actually woke them up by doing that. The point is that we're in trouble. Listen to this on CBS News. They have people on. This is just this weekend. It's every day you see this. Saying it's time to give up on the Constitution. Well, that's nothing. Some of these shows badmouth the founders. These people are collaborators. The full video's up at Law Professor on CBS says, let's give up on the Constitution. Here's that clip.
I've got a simple idea. Let's give up on the Constitution.
How about you go to hell?
I know. It sounds radical.
I know you're a traitor.
But it's really not.
I know I'm a sack of crap.
Constitutional disobedience is as American as apple pie. For example, most of our greatest presidents, Jefferson, Lincoln, Wilson, and both Roosevelts, had doubts about the Constitution, and many of them disobeyed it when it got in their way. To be clear, I don't think we should give up on everything in the Constitution. The Constitution has many important and inspiring provisions.
That's enough.
But we should obey these.
See, this is the spin. Jefferson said it wasn't enough protections, and so did the others. Lincoln was the one that went absolutely hog wild and was a tyrant. It was Abraham Lincoln that arrested all of his opposition and let the Army rob everything, even in the North. I mean, they use it as a power grab. Oh, man. And again, I'm not saying the South was good either. It was all manipulated by British intelligence. See, it's not one side's good, other side's bad usually. Usually it's more complex than that. And Lincoln actually thought he was doing good. I've actually read his writings. The guy owned nothing, wanted to own nothing. He was very, very strange person. His wife was into the occult. I mean, this guy's a weirdo, man. Probably the weirdest president we've ever had. I mean, a real weirdo. The point is, go read. Oh, it doesn't even matter. People are like, well, what? He ended slavery. He said, I don't want to end slavery. He did that at the end. It was not about slavery. Slavery was already being phased out because whites in the South figured out slaves were being used to leverage them and keep them as sharecroppers. Anyways, oh my gosh. I'm going to go into overdrive. Your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jamming some more of these incredibly patient listeners. Michael in California, then Nick and others. Mike, you want to talk about Weasel Morgan? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Worldwide broadcast, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to let you know I'm a huge supporter. It's hard being a truth supporter over here in Los Angeles. I'm sure you know it's a very, extremely liberal place to live. But, you know, I truly believe that it has nothing to do with your political party. It has really nothing to do with what your personal beliefs are. It's about, you know, government control. You know, we have the right to choose our own party and the right to do our own things. That's why America's so great, but we shouldn't let the government control us the way they're slowly doing. Actually, rapidly doing now, like you say.
Right? Well, I mean, so-called liberals are at the tail end of the payoff. The globalists are going to take everything they've got. And it's important that they remember why they've been enslaved. See, that's why they got to have the physical clamp down, because they know people aren't going to go along with this very soon.
Right, right, totally. And, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I'm more of a libertarian than a Democrat. And all of my friends are Democrats, and even they are starting to open up based on the information I share with them. They learn from you, and they learn in my own research.
Well, they better just figure out both parties are controlled by offshore globalists. And but it says you wanted to comment about Piers Morgan.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So basically, I think you did a good thing with Piers. I think you're absolutely right. I think the guy's just a puppet. I think the whole network's a puppet. And you're right. You know, it's beyond just the Second Amendment. It's all the amendments that are in danger if they take away the guns from the people. The Second Amendment, a lot of people here in L.A. think the Second Amendment is so that we don't kill each other. They don't know that it's really about...
They've spun it and said the Second Amendment means you don't have guns. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Look, gun crime is going way down. That's just a fact. All this hysteria is a big act, folks. Why do they want our guns? They're getting ready to collapse everything. Let's talk to Jim in Virginia about the monarch butterfly. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, Prison Planet TV subscriber, Oath Keeper. I was with you in Bilderberger and Chantilly. I really like what you said about us being like the monarch butterflies. I agree with you that we can be one with the Creator and that this can happen through Christ.
Jim, I think
alone.
I remember your voice. Are you the guy that gave me some documents?
No, it wasn't me. I was kind of in the background,
Let me get back to our Creator. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted... My dog's barking in. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just wanted to mention, he gets excited when he hears Alex Jones. I just wanted to say, SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory, is what Bach wrote on all his musical scores. Regarding us becoming one with the universe, that's pantheism. It's God alone who reveals the secrets of the universe, not God's creation.
No, but I agree. I'm saying, but the creation is evidence of the Creator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. I just am lighting fires with you. I'm a global warming guy. The people are warming up to liberty, and the worldwide fire for liberty is happening through you and me and all of us working together.
Beautiful, beautiful, brother. God bless you. Nick in California, last time caller we have in this segment, real fast, wants to talk about HSBC. Go ahead.
Well, when Sandy Hook broke out, the HSBC, the talk was just about the settlement, and it was just about to develop, and it just disappeared so quickly that I got so suspicious that I actually, it's schizophrenic to think that he had a private organizational link to Fast and Furious.
Yeah, the government wouldn't do anything bad. I mean, sure, they shoot people up with syphilis and kill the soldiers in secret tests, but that's loving. Yeah, HSBC just got a $55 million 10-year insurance distribution agreement with AIG, and they've been fined. But, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, the big mega banks are involved in just every form of bizarreness you can imagine. Look, I'm out of time. We got a caller with a virus threat. You know what? I'll do 20 more minutes of overdrive. I can't help it. I got to do it. I love the radio transmission. So Braun, James, and others, and a few more callers, 800-259-9231. We are coming back straight ahead. And then there'll be InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's race through your phone calls on this live worldwide broadcast on the 28th, this Monday. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to Braun in Alabama. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know me. I run WTFROI.com. I was calling about the Katrina virus and to inquire if you guys had heard about it, because it's supposedly posing a big risk with the new norovirus strain and the, you know, the flu spreading, you know, to all 50 states. Now, he's talking about the guy that I interviewed on my show, David Christensen. He's a decorated Air Force officer, and he's, you know, warning about the possibility of a pandemic, basically.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, there was no heavy flu season 4 years ago with that whole hype with the H1N1. But this year, I've seen more people sick, heard about more people sick. Overall, I've been super healthy the last few years and had more energy since I got on vitamins and minerals. But despite that, I have been sick twice in the last 12 months or so, which is unheard of, other than, you know, having allergies to hay fever and stuff that I've pretty much had for about 15 years. And it has just been rough. And we know that so many of the flu shots they give actually turn into flu. That's admitted. It's such an incredible hoax that people go out and take shots. But no, I actually just search engined the Katrina, like the hurricane.
Katrina, he terms it Katrina virus. He was actually black bagged NDAA style before the first NDAA provision really came across, and he's documented all this in federal court documents on his website.
Very interesting. I mean, look, we know the H1N1 itself was not even really a real virus. It was a simulant virus released the year before by one of those major companies. I forget which one, because we had scientists on at the time. Again, it's truly amazing. I'll have to look more into that. Thank you, Braun. James in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Doing a fantastic job. Look here, I work in law enforcement. Some years ago, I called your station, and you were just getting started on this Chinese stuff. Like, say, we was investigating drug run and everything in Houston, right? So we, you know, stopped this 18-wheeler truck, and lo and behold, we, you know, checked it out. It was a false bottom. Would you not believe it? There was a Chinese guy sitting up on a laptop inside of an 18-wheeler truck that was a false bottom, and this was at the port of Houston. People better understand that we've got guys that work with law enforcement. A lot of stuff we can't get out there, but I'm telling you, your port and these containers and everything, the way they strategically want to bring these Chinese in here to take over the country would be to contain it, because use containers are basically to have bomb shelters and everything else and use it for apartments now. And also, Ted Gunderson, before he passed away, poor soul, said to y'all, even this was Navy SEALs, and I'm a military myself, that they was the military was going after SEALs, special forces, because we knew how to fight. And then Borges came on to explain the same thing, too, what these guys are saying. All these people down in the world don't understand and listen to what these people are saying, even the politicians, because if they come in here and take over the Chinese, the politicians are going to understand that they're going to be hit on the chopping block, too, and left alone with us, too, because, like I say, you know, once they take over, they're going to get them, too. So they better wake up to the fact of what's going on. And they're talking about gun-free zones. Just put a sign up in the United States, a gun-free zone, and any nation will take over us.
But besides the point, and our government, and the ones that tell me that's being complicit.
Let me stop because you're making a lot of really good points, and I can tell you're on a cell phone. I'm getting about 90% of it. Can you talk right into the phone?
Right. One second.
No, that's a lot better. Where's the phone now?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, a million times better. I could tell that was a hands-free or something. Okay, start right. Over, because you brought up General Boykin, you brought up Ted Gunderson. Yeah, I remember Ted Gunderson, now that you mention it, on my show 15 years ago, it was like 1998, saying in the future they're going to say veterans are the terrorists. And I remember going, whoa. But it turns out now, again, imagine how over the top this is. Now the Homeland Security manuals that they're giving police all over the country say veterans are the number one enemy, bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers. How obvious does this have to get, A? B, you were talking about finding, you know, Chinese coming in these containers. That's actually come out in the news. AK-47s, drugs, and usually it gets swept under the rug. Start over what you were saying. I want people to hear all this really clearly now. And then specifically down in Houston, I guess you're a police officer, it sounds like, are people waking up now when they've got a bill saying the government can keep its guns but the citizens can't? I mean, how obvious is that?
Yes, everybody's waking up now. Matter of fact, if you go on any network to try to find ammo and try to find weapons and everything, we just had a gun show in Houston this past weekend at the Jar Jar Brown. And you can't find semi-automatic weapons and everything. People are realizing that the government is basically leaving us out there to dry. And for anybody to come in, if people are saying right now, it's like, look here, just put a sign in the United States to say, here, gun-free zone, come and take over, and just take over the whole thing. And like I say, the politicians better understand that we are the first offense to help them, because when it comes down to a long time ago, you remember a long time ago when you had the sheriff department would round up posse and say, we need the citizens to protect. The same thing as we had back in the 50s, we had civil defense where everybody had weapons, had the civil defense training to actually go to help the country. Now it's been imported. Well, they basically started giving us away. And the politicians better understand that your people in America is the ones that's going to be able to protect them if we get to the point of getting overthrown. Because when we go, they go at the same time, too. And there's nobody to protect them. They think they got redoubts. But like I said, again, they let them come in there through the ports.
Listen, I agree. This is what crazy elites have always done. They oppress their own people till the whole system collapses. That's why the third world is the way it is. And it's just insane. And again, I go back to crime statistics. I don't just believe every government statistic, like unemployment or inflation. We know those are cooked. We've had experts on. Worldwide, the Bible of statistics is crime statistics set up by J. Edgar Hoover himself, you know, with the card index system. They get the local numbers. They put them in. They're not perfect, but they're some of the best numbers out there. 49% drop in violent crime since 1991. Now, everybody knows more guns means less crime. And so the fact that the police are hearing turn the guns in, they're not stupid. And so that's good news, though, because what you're saying is what I'm getting. Even police that thought patriots were loons are now going, wait, it's all happening. I really think the establishment is miscalculated.
Think about it, Alex. They need to go back to the civil defense, because we have given away our civil defense to this. Like I said, a long time ago, I'm 52 years old, and we had that where we would defend the country, not put our country in harm's way. So we need to turn the people around and say, look here, instead of us giving our guns away, we need to protect even.
Absolutely. And if we have a collapse, the good people need to be armed. The good people turning their guns in during a collapse is the opposite of what you want. God bless you. Let me play this clip for you and get your take on it, James. Says he's a police officer from Houston. This is Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee saying, hey, they're laying off sheriff's deputies. We're having cuts. And he responded now to the city council getting on to him for the city. You know, he's outside the city. He's saying, look, you know, you guys have got bodyguards. The general public doesn't. Here is that clip.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
What do you think of that?
That's fantastic. I saw that, and I'm aware of him, and it was good. Because, see, think about it. The citizens is the United States bodyguard. Not only this bodyguard for the United States, but you and I, because you want somebody, basically, when I get in trouble, I want a citizen to protect me. And also, these guys are so-called corrupt. Even to protect their sorry behind, because simple reason that they're sorry, but you have a duty to do so. But they don't understand that if you disarm your people, they actually put themselves in harm's way, too.
You're absolutely right. God bless you. Great points. Have a safe week. Yeah, it's going to backfire on them if we just hold the line and get back in their face. They tell us, oh, it's discrediting to get in their face. Baloney. They want to keep you in a coma, folks. You've got to get angry and get moving. And stand up, and others will stand up who've been waiting in the shadows. Let's go to Bertrand real fast in Canada. Go ahead, Bertrand.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I got to apologize to you. I confronted you quite a few years ago on your show, and I doubted you, and I thought you had a hidden agenda. But you know what? I got to apologize. I became a Prison Planet TV member back in 2010 and 2011. I'm sorry I didn't renew in 2012. Credit card's maxed out, but I'm going to hopefully renew it again soon. And after you did that interview with the guys that made the movie Lamp in the Dark, and you sold that video,
yes,
on your website,
yes,
and I was, I just want to rant to those idiots out there that create this propaganda that you're a Vatican agent, that's a load of crap. You guys are
well,
idiots.
Listen. They do it to make money, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. They say I'm everything else, too. Let's just, and God bless you, I got to go to break here, but let me just say this. Let's just say I'm a bad guy. Okay, let's get that debate out of the way. They want to make my supporters defend me so that they don't fight the New World Order and wake people up. Don't defend me, everybody. Okay, I mean, defend me if they ever falsely arrest me or something, but don't defend me for made-up crud. That's designed, the White House leaks admit, with Cass Sunstein and others, to get us fighting with each other. Just ignore it. Go wake people up about the New World Order coming down on us. Don't defend Alex Jones. That's meant to divert you off. Let them have me, okay? Let them go after me.